Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
A horse!
Bye.
Hey, look. It's a giant pile of stupidity. Looks like you found Common Man and T-Bone.
Big husky kid.
Why am I so fat? Answer, I dip Pop-Tarts in milk. I eat those things like they come out of a pack of cookies.
You know what I see? I don't see two fat asses here. I see two people with a zest for the simple things in life.
That's right.
That's what I see.
Produced by Panama Ted.
Too hot!
And a plethora of sounds that make no sense.
Pay me a stick of bubble gum.
For what?
Cracks and gaps.
Re-rack it.
Penetrate your ear hole. Blue. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, Bone.
Hello, man.
Oh, we're jam-packed today.
Oh, you got it.
We are a show. You know where we are today?
What are we today?
We're a feel-good show today.
Oh, you got it, buddy.
I'm in a great mood. T-Bone's in an ugly Christmas sweater.
I'm in a great mood. I'm
gearing
ready.
Up for the crew.
Oh, Let's just say something. Gearing up for the black and gold, the real black and gold. We don't need any of this LAFC who, after the crew have been around for 20 some years, they're like, hey, we'd also like to have black and gold because they're leaving, right? They're not going to be a thing. They're moving to Austin, changing everything. And so then they tried to like sneak in with black and gold. Guess what? We're still here. You're not black and gold. You can pick those colors. We're the original black and gold.
Now, if it were up to the Haslams, they would have changed it.
Maybe. I don't know.
But
you know
now
what?
They can't.
They can't.
They can't now.
Yeah. It's black and gold forever, baby, when it comes to the crew. When it comes to any other team that wears black and gold, I'm pretty much out on them. But black and gold with the crew. Let's go.
All right. Here's what's coming up today. If you thought we have no football tomorrow, you'd be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday showcase. We got big games tomorrow, kids. Big games coming up at 3:34. Stay tuned for that. Dr. Pete Edwards, crew owner. Ligament savant is how I refer to him.
Ligament savant?
Ligament.
Ligament. It's a weird word to say a lot.
Savant.
He's a surgeon is what you're saying.
He does
surgeries.
He repairs ligaments.
I have it on good authority. He might be knuckle deep in a knee right now.
And then he's going to sew it back up.
Yep.
And talk to us at 4:34. NFL picks at 4:48. Tool of the week. In the 5 o'clock hour, send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Want to keep things happy today to feel good Friday.
Oh, so
Let's talk about the Jackets very, very briefly.
Can I make a happy statement about the Blue Jackets? I'm not looking at the results. Mike, we live in a post results era with the Jackets. Who cares how the games end? Let's enjoy the moments that happen during the games that are fun. You know what was fun yesterday?
Fantilli.
Adam Fantilli taking a puck right there at the start of the neutral zone, putting it between his legs, a little dangle and a flip off to his teammate. Down the ice he goes. Rest of that line just chugging along, gets down to the ice, creating all kinds of chaos, and then a swing right. Nice little, he saucers it to start the play, and then he's over at the dot waiting. Puck comes to him, roofs it. And a big old fist pump from Adam Fantilli. That's the future right there. Let's just focus on that guy and maybe some of the other young guys. But let's not focus on the old guys and how that game actually went.
Two goals. No, it was fine. They were close.
No.
Except you know what? They weren't.
No, they weren't close.
Two goals for Fantilli last night.
Yeah.
So you know what that means? Cut his minutes.
God,
hell with that guy.
Hey, what does he think he's doing? Scoring all these goals.
I did see Cole Sillinger. We had a couple people text us this. His ex-girlfriend, I assume. What's her name again?
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae dropped a new album today. And apparently it is all about her breakup with Cole Sillinger. She's got one song just called Yarmo.
No, she doesn't. But she does have a song called Greedy. And if you've not seen that video, it is her dancing in provocative situations and not much clothing. But she is dancing all around a hockey arena, like in the locker room, on the Zamboni.
Yes.
I'm saying this is, the symbolism is not lost. This is all about someone who plays hockey that she's not a fan of in this song, is what you can clearly tell. So
we think it's Cole Sillinger.
Well, I mean, that was her ex-boyfriend. I think they broke up maybe in the last 6 months, something like that. Let him listen. First of all, as the hockey kids like to say, stick tap to you, Cole Sillinger, for even being in the conversation.
He's a good-looking young guy.
He's a good-looking young guy, but there's lots of good-looking young hockey players who make lots of money. And she picked him for a time. He picked her, however that worked. I'm just saying.
Now, did he dump her?
No, I don't know.
I mean, she seems pretty broken up about it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't. You know what? I was going to speculate why. There's no point to speculate. And what I know is those two kids didn't work out for them.
Who was the Browns quarterback that had the
hot fiance?
Was it Kessler?
Cody Kessler?
Yes.
I think it was Cody Kessler's fiance.
And they ultimately broke up.
Yes.
What was her name, Teddy?
I don't know. But
she could be the most attractive girl on the face of the earth.
I know you were incredibly stricken with her.
Oh, I've got to look her up.
But here's the thing, though.
It's a feel-good show. I got to look her up.
This is for me. I'm saying, and again, All of this is a level of attractiveness that you or I have never attained as humans. We will never be this attractive to anyone, okay? But if you can look beautiful and do that and then take photos, that's awesome. Good for you. You're hot. You're amazing. If you can do that and then also sing and dance and all this other stuff, in my mind, that's a little hotter, I'm going to say. I'm going to say Tate McRae, fairly hot for compared to like just... You know, an SI swimsuit model who might be on the degrees of hotness slightly more attractive across the board. If you can actually do all this other stuff, I actually think that's more attractive.
Valeria Kukanich.
That's it. Kukanicha.
They broke up though.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I remember it was a big thing on the show. We talked about how Cody Kessler.
And these Soviet bloc chicks. I'll tell you what.
That's your type.
Well,
huh?
I'll tell you, my theory on this, I've said this before, is that, you know, English chicks are ugly because it's been a long history of just living on the same island and screwing the same people.
You think so?
That all look like you. Yes. But Russia, it's such a big landmass. You know, they all got together. People who look completely different in one part of Russia go and mate with other people who look different, and then they have beautiful children.
Hmm.
Who then in turn have beautiful children.
You know what? And I'm sure there's some validity to like why that is. I don't know why that is, but that sounds like a plausible theory. I'm just gonna tell you, I mean, it's not all British people. Like I've talked openly about how my affection for Hannah Waddingham has grown over the years.
Who's Hannah Waddingham?
Oh, look her up. She was Ted Lasso's manager.
I'm not saying
she owned the team in the show that Ted Lasso managed.
Oh, look at this one.
Yeah,
this one looks like she would break you in half.
That's exactly what I want. That's right. Yes.
You want to be around on one of those Moms Teach videos.
What? Moms Teach?
You've seen them.
What are you talking about?
On the hub.
I haven't. If you could explain it, I think to the whole audience, they would like to know.
Stop it now.
They would like to know. I'm just saying.
Like, hi, I'm your stepson. I'm going to teach you how to do it.
I'm just saying. She's 49 years young. Let her live.
Tall lady.
She's 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, taller than me. That's great. I'm just saying.
But she looks like she'd snap you in half.
Yes. I'm here to be broken is what I'm saying. That's fine. That's great.
Teddy, what do you think of Hannah Waddingham?
Waddingham. Let's go. Waddingham.
She's an attractive lady. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. See?
Where's she from again?
She's from England. That's why I brought her up.
But I mean, how do you know her?
She's from Ted Lasso.
She owns the soccer team.
She owns the soccer. She's hired.
Go ahead. Thick, muscular thighs.
That's right. There we go.
She's going to anaconda you. Wrap her legs around you and strangle
you.
You
know what? That's a great way to go if I have to. I will gladly.
I'm going to anaconda you.
Sure. Yeah, that's a way to go. Now, she has been on British TV for a very long time. She also sings, dances, all the stuff.
Wow, look at all these multi-talented people.
Yeah,
that's enough out of you.
That's what I'm saying. And she also was on Game of Thrones. Never heard of it? Kind of a big deal there.
I did watch one episode of that.
Yeah?
First one.
Was it
It was Naked Emilia Clarke.
That's right. There was a lot of that.
Oh, that's the only reason why I enjoyed it. Well, not enough to come back for episode two.
I got to tell you, they have a lot of that throughout the series from what I've been told.
But I'm just, look, back in the day when it was harder to achieve.
Careful.
What?
I don't know. Go ahead. Whatever you're saying.
When it was harder to get the nudity.
Ah.
Then I gotcha. You would watch a movie specifically just in the... Like, I rented Exit to Eden, which had, like, Rosie O'Donnell and S&M
Yeah, I
outfits.
Saw... I remember that on the cover thinking...
Right, because there were other naked women in it.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
And it's like, oh, yes, this is how you watch naked women. But now, you don't watch a show or a movie just for a naked woman. There are so many other ways to consume nakedness.
Yes, but I think that's... The idea is that that's supposed to be not gratuitous. When they're putting it in a show, it's like, no, this has a meaning. There's a reason we're showing this.
I don't care about the meaning.
Right, I don't either. I'm with you. It can be as gratuitous as you want. You know, in fact, if The Price is Right was one day, it was like, hey, it's Nudie Thursday, you know, it'd be like, all right, whatever, that's fine. Is that allowed on TV? I doubt it. But
on cable, you can do anything you want.
Well, that's on CBS, though. Price is Right.
Oh,
No, I'm saying, like, it would be totally gratuitous on a show like that, but I wouldn't care. But, you know.
I don't get CBS anymore.
You don't? Oh, I forgot.
Fighting.
Yeah.
Whoa, what do you mean we can't talk about
it? No, we can't. We're not allowed.
Well, I'm sorry. This is real, is it not?
It is, but
if you turn on DirecTV, can you watch Channel 10?
But I don't know. I don't have DirecTV.
What do you mean you don't know?
I'm uncomfortable with this whole conversation. I feel like we should move along. That's what I feel like.
I'm not speculating, I'm saying true things.
I'm just going to do that while you talk.
I got to get on to Paramount Plus to watch football this weekend.
I'm going
to
Mars Attacks alien you right now. Just I'm just going to do that until you stop. We're not supposed to talk about it.
What do you mean we're not supposed to talk about it?
I don't know. I got emails. from people I've never met.
Why do we have to
tell me not to talk about it?
Why do we have to treat the audience like they're stupid?
People in this building that I've never met, despite working here for 11 years plus, never met them. Told me I can't talk about it, so I'm not talking about it.
We're not talking about the private negotiations. We're talking about the reality.
I'm just saying. I'm not talking about it. Right. I don't have anything to say. Hannah Waddingham.
Yes.
Anaconda thighs.
That's right.
There you go.
Don't turn on Channel 10, though, on the DirecTV.
Good thing I don't have that.
Those bastards. DirecTV, I'm sure. Not
Tegna. Not whoever.
Not Tegna.
Yeah,
of course not. Blues are in town tonight.
I'm getting tweets now about Hannah Waddingham. So we have a lot of guys who are fans of, or people. Guys, gals, whoever.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Fans of Hannah Waddingham, and her too. Hannah Waddingham tweeting me right now. This one says, Hannah Waddingham is an incredibly, insanely hot smoke show. She can Flacco my Cracko anytime. What does that even mean? She can play quarterback for you and throw a pick late in the game after looking promising?
Hey, he's not the reason why they lost that game.
By the way, we didn't talk about it because this was Monday.
We gotta take a break.
I'm just telling you.
Take a break.
Every time he dropped back to pass, I was like, am I having a stroke? I'm looking at Joe Flacco in a Browns uniform. I couldn't get used to it all game. It jarred me.
Throwing darts.
Yeah, until he wasn't.
Well, that pick was a dart, too. Was poorly advised.
Yes, exactly right.
That's all. Michigan is desperate to keep their cheating coach. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. And watch out for disabled vehicle on the left side of westbound 270 on the north outer belt at 23 North. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine-in only. Drink responsibly. Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Did you feel that? It's your radio getting fatter.
Getting fatter.
Chubby time!
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at manandbone971. Text us. 614-787-3093. Subtopic for today.
Yes.
You know, back in the day, back when we were banging, when you used to have to rent bad movies to see nudity.
Yes.
And like you'd go to Mr. Skin
That guy used to be on the radio all the time.
That was a revelation, because Mr. Skin would tell us all the times where the nudity was, so you could fast forward. What is the worst movie you ever sat through just because of nudity? I said that I rented Exit to Eden, which was 1994, Rosie O'Donnell, Dan Aykroyd, lots of nudity.
Yeah.
I'm also reminded of Bordello of Blood.
Ooh,
starring Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
And lots of T's and A's.
I remember when that movie came out, but I never saw it. And I
saw it only for the T's.
Well, sure. There was, do you remember, I think the channel's still around, the independent film channel, IFC.
Yeah.
I found out when I was in high school whatever way we're not supposed to say it, where there later at night, they would post independent films. Obviously, that's what the channel's called. But they would put on R-rated films that had, you know.
They wouldn't cut them.
That not at all.
Yeah.
So I remember one time just watching a movie where a lady was sitting there in a chair and she's smoking a cigarette. And I have no idea what this film was. I don't even remember if it was in English. May have been in a different language. Anyway, she's sitting there going, it's just so tough. And whatever they're talking about, some stupid drama that I don't care about. But the whole time she's naked. Like she's just topless and sitting there and she's, you know, just talking. And then it cuts and there's a dude. And the dude is also naked. And at one point he stood up and I was like, whoa.
And that ruined everything for you.
I didn't know we were showing all this on IFC, but it was after midnight. Safe harbor hours were past
it's
that.
It's cable. So, there's no decency.
No, but they would still try to keep, you know, they're going to put that on at 7 o'clock at night. Typically they would wait until it was later in the evening and then they would show the end. So I'm sure there was some reason for this guy's dong and her to be completely naked, but I don't know what it was. I don't know what the artistic influence was that caused that. I don't know what movie it was, but I sat there and watched it for a half an hour with no idea what was going on.
Let me tell you about another one. Teddy probably liked this. It made some money back in the 90s. Teddy, do you remember The Devil's Advocate?
Oh, I
with Al Pacino.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Charlize Theron.
Oh, yes. Mm.
She got... Oh, really?
Man.
Did not have clothes on in that one.
Charlize... I would take her now, but back in her prime?
She would take her now.
In the 90s?
I don't think that's
my
the issue.
My God.
I don't think the issue is like, if you'll have me, Mike.
No, of course.
That's not the issue ever.
Or,
I'm sorry, whatever a South African accent. Isn't that where she's from?
That is where she's from.
Yeah. Timmy's not here to do his horrible South African accent, so he can't do it.
God. What else? Oh, all those horrible USA Up All Night movies?
Oh, yeah. I would come across those sometimes, too, and say, now, they didn't go full on.
No, but they would give you something.
Was that the, am I wrong that there, did they involve a car wash or were those the Skinamax ones? Because there were always these bikini car wash movies that I remember would pop on late at night.
Sometimes it was that.
They were always on the guide. You didn't get the full on nudity in those. It would just be a lot of hot ladies in not many clothes.
Do you remember the host of USA Up All Night?
I do not.
Rhonda Shear.
Rhonda. Okay, no.
And now Rhonda Shear is on HSN selling bras.
Really?
She's got her own bra line.
Good for her.
Yeah, but every time I see her, I picture her in a slutty outfit saying USA Up All Night.
Oh, I got it. Right. I now get the joke. I did not remember as much of Up All Night as you did, but I'm going to have to do some research.
The joke.
Yeah, I got
up
it now. Right.
All Night.
I got it. Yeah. It's good.
Not limp all night.
No, up. Don't limp at home. You got to be up.
Gimpy.
Got to be ready to go.
All right, I'm obsessed with this now. Worst movie you've ever sat through.
Yeah.
Simply because of nudity.
You can tweet us at manandbone971.
Teddy, do you have a selection?
There was two that came to mind. One was, have you ever heard of the movie The Cool Surface with Terry Hatcher?
No.
Cool Surface? The Cool Surface.
Oh, Terry Hatcher gets naked?
It's early 90s.
I'm
going
to check that out.
With Terry Hatcher, so might want to check that out. And the other one I was thinking of was Showgirls.
Yes, Showgirls was a terrible movie. I did, of course, sit through that.
We have already had a few people suggest on Twitter Porky's.
Mm-hmm.
Which, oh, yeah.
Porky's and Porky's 2, which were both involving, a bunch of nudity. And there was really no plot to that movie as
far as
I'm concerned.
I've seen a lot of these. My youth... It was just trying to see as many of these movies as I possibly could. Do you remember Embrace of the Vampire with Alyssa Milano?
I do not at all.
There
I didn't know she was in a vampire movie.
Alyssa Milano, girl on girl stuff.
Okay.
Terrible movie. Awful movie.
Right.
Also, Poison Ivy. There's Poison Ivy 2.
I remember when that came out and saying, I would like to watch that movie. But of course, I never did. But yes, that was one that I bet you did.
I did.
By the way, I looked up The Cool Surface.
Yeah.
Here's what it says on IMDb. 1993, rated R, 1 hour, 28 minutes.
Beautiful.
During a heat wave in a secluded L.A. suburb, an unhinged writer falls for his new neighbor, a gorgeous, struggling actress. They form an intense, erotic bond.
Yes.
But his psychosis and her ambition turn their relationship dangerously toxic. Starring Robert Patrick, Steve Tyler, and Terry Hatcher.
There we go. Robert Patrick, Terminator 2.
Yeah, right. He's
T-1000.
Yeah, he's the cop.
What's the Lisa Bonet movie with... Mickey Rourke.
Angel Heart.
Yes.
I've never... You guys are blowing my mind.
Lisa Bonet. Lisa Bonet in her time, there's like a 2 to 3 year stretch.
Lisa Bonet now is still
Yes, of course, but I'm just saying, in her time, no rival.
No rival.
No rival.
Lisa Bonet.
I have dreams about Lisa Bonet and Zoe Kravitz. Just... Hi, Mom. I'm home from school.
No. Nope. I do not.
Too hot.
Yeah, Angel Heart, 1987.
Oh, that's a great one. It got Cosby all pissed.
Did it really?
Yes. You can't do that. Now let me slip this chick a roofie.
Yeah, good to know.
I don't know why Rimmer got here.
Good to know, Bill.
You can't do that. Can't be putting this out on the movies when the pudding pops. You got to keep it under the sweater.
All right, Jim Harbaugh.
All right, good. Michigan is apparently working on a new 5-year, $55 million contract with Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, they're always working on it.
According to Richard Johnson.
Gotcha.
That is Dick Johnson of Sports Illustrated. Could be a bot, could be a person.
No, Richard Johnson's a real dude.
Who the hell knows?
I follow him, I think.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently Michigan wants Harbaugh to commit in writing that he's not going to pursue an NFL job for the duration of the new contract. That could be the only hiccup there.
Hmm. Well, it's funny. I feel like the Jim Harbaugh contract at Michigan is the same as the plans for Cooper Stadium here in town. Like, yes, supposedly there's a thought that they will get this done, and then years go by, and you're like, when's that contract happening? It's like, oh, we're working on it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we got a rotting skeleton of metal.
Right.
Just right off 70.
I'm just saying, until I see that they say, we have announced it, it's a done deal, I guarantee you, if it's getting done, it's not happening until after every NFL team has kicked their tires and got their decision made on him, and he's made his decision about them, right? I'm guessing he sits for a few interviews or whatever. If he doesn't get any interest, which I would find surprising, then yes, I'm guessing he signs this deal and then promptly gets suspended for a year, whatever the NCAA is going to do, but they're not going to care.
Also, Poison Ivy 2, also with Alyssa Milano.
Oh, really?
She went through a stage where...
I had no idea.
She was taking her clothes off and everything, and...
Hey.
Daddy-like.
This just in. In Hollywood, they're like, oh, are you a teen starlet?
Daddy,
well, once you become an adult, we're going to make sure you get a few movies where you have to take all your clothes off if you're a lady. Unfortunately, Hollywood, sexist. We know this. It's been a thing. You should go look it up if you haven't.
They're in it to make money.
Yes.
You know, I don't think if they were marketing.
There's also a lot of creepy people that ran studios for
Dong
years.
Dong movie. Like, hey, Zac Efron, Dong. Maybe it would make money. I don't know. Timmy'd be there.
I'd watch it. Let's see what's going on. What's he got going? What's he got happening down there?
3D Orlando Bloom pokes you in the head.
Hey, man. That's right. Oh, I've
got Orlando Bloom.
Speaking of Anaconda, right? That was the movie you were talking about earlier.
That's right.
By the way, my guy, Richard Johnson, I follow him on Twitter. It's RJ_CFB.
Okay.
In his Twitter profile, it says Richard Johnson, parentheses, human.
Okay.
To let you know, because he works at SI. He's got to make that case.
If you don't think we have football this weekend, you're wrong. We do have college football. We're going to talk about it with Saturday's showcase coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident on 5th Avenue at Stelzer Road and some slow traffic on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day, so head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Come for the obesity. Stay for the anger. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. So as you've guessed, this show has descended into chaos today, and here's why. You know, back when Bone and I were banging, back mm-hmm. when Teddy was banging, we had to work hard to see the nudity that you young people take for granted.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just comes right to your device, free, all the time. It's easy to get. But back in the day, we would have to watch bad movies just for the promise of some nudity. And so I'm asking you, what is the worst movie you've ever sat through just because you thought boobies were coming?
Well, I've got plenty of responses to that if you want some answers.
Well, we do have to get to the Saturday showcase.
All right, well, we'll talk about that.
I will say
Saturday
that somebody
showcase.
Did tweet us and yelled at me for recommending Ex Machina.
Yeah, that was our friend Chip Dip.
Chip Dip.
Who said, well, go ahead.
He's out of his, I'm just saying, out of his mind.
Here's what he said. He said, Common Man kept going on and on about Ex Machina, so I watched it and waited for the hot stuff. ... Never happened.
What?
Well,
what?
That's what he says. Maybe I'm a weird person for not being aroused by a naked murdering robot. Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Weird.
You are.
You're weird.
That's one of
Alicia
the hottest.
Alicia Vikander has her clothes off for the entire movie,
you
and
know,
she is smoking hot.
She's not a robot.
She's like, a real human person.
They CGI'd the little flaps that made it look like she had machine stuff under her, but she is a real human.
That's her
who
naked
was really
body.
Naked. Yeah. Oh. That's hot as hell.
Chip Dip.
I've lost all respect
sorry,
for you.
Sorry, Chip. All right, Saturday Showcase. Come on.
Common Man and T-Bone present Saturday Showcase.
Sponsored by Roosters, a fun casual joint, and the official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Maybe you're saying, I need football, but I don't want football of the NFL variety. Good news, it still exists. Tonight, ESPN2, 9 o'clock, Furman visits Montana. Let's go to Missoula.
That's right. Furman, 10-2 this year. They are taking on the 11-1 Montana Grizzlies.
That's correct.
I think. Yes.
It's Grizzly Stadium.
Clifton McDowell's their quarterback. Let me just lay some stats on you. If his 105 for 174, that's a 60% completion percentage. 1,493 passing yards.
That's not great.
Welcome to FCS. Whatever. I mean, they like to run the ball there. That's fine. Meanwhile, Furman, their quarterback, Tyler Huff, has been ouchy. And so Furman struggled down the stretch. They had a shocking loss to Wofford because Huff didn't play.
Oh, wow.
Running back Dominic Roberto also did not play.
Alfonso Ribeiro didn't play.
Dominic Roberto. Now, both of them are back, and the Paladins are looking strong again. They beat the
Paladins?
Paladins. P-A-L-A-D-I-N-S.
The fighting L.A. racist detective Mark Furman.
Yes, well, I don't think it is, but if it is, I am taking Hannah Montana to defeat Mark Furman.
Yes.
Each and every time.
All right, tomorrow, noon, ESPN, Villanova at South Dakota State. This one is at the Dana Dana J. Dickhouse
what?
Stadium.
That's not right. There's no way it's called the
D-Y-K-H-O-U-S-E. How
okay.
do you say that?
Dana Dickhouse.
It's either Dana Dickhouse or Dana Dykehouse. Whatever you want.
Either way.
It's in Brookings, South Dakota.
Let
it is
live.
Tomorrow noon on ESPN.
Someone paid a lot of money to have their name
Jeez
put on that.
Yeah.
South Dakota State.
Mighty, mighty.
Enters this game on a 26-game winning streak and a 19-game home winning streak. They defeated Villanova in their most recent matchup between these two programs, which was a few years ago. In a quarterfinal game just like this one, winner advances to face the winner of Idaho and Albany in the next round of these playoffs. South Dakota State favored by 20 in this game, and I got to say, the Jackrabbits are not losing this game. They get it done in the Dickhouse.
Right, you never beat the Jackrabbits in the Dickhouse.
You can't. There's no way.
All right.
However, Villanova has won 7 in a row this season after losing to Albany earlier on. So they're on a little bit of a heater, too. They're not strong enough to beat the Jackrabbits.
2:30 tomorrow on ABC, North Dakota State at South Dakota. This is in the Dakota Dome in Vermilion, South Dakota. Now, here's a little frame of reference for you, okay?
Yeah.
The cheapest get-in-the-door ticket to watch the Browns and Jags this weekend is $10.
Yeah.
Up at First Energy, $10. The cheapest get-in-the-door ticket on the secondary market for this game is $80.
Yeah. Well, here's why. South Dakota, the Yotes, the Coyotes of South Dakota, they stunned North Dakota State in an upset win earlier this season. Bison, 0-2 on the road, North Dakota State, in the quarterfinals, while South Dakota making their first quarterfinals appearance in school history. So you'd think, all right, North Dakota State, they want revenge. They were favored. They shouldn't have lost this game. They're not going to take any guff. They're going to win this game big. Maybe, but North Dakota State, only a 6.5-point favorite against South Dakota, who beat them earlier this year. So this one is supposed to be pretty heated. Should be a very good game. South Dakota, they have an explosive first-half performance in that game against North Dakota State, and that's how they won 24-19. Coyotes only recorded 269 yards of total offense, but 7 yards per play against that Bison defense. So, Carter Bell, their wide receiver, 2 touchdowns in that game. Watch out for him.
One of my favorite college football games of the year. Throw the records out. 3 o'clock CBS tomorrow. Army-Navy.
Yeah. This one for the, potentially for the Commander-in-Chief trophy. More on that in a second. Army favored by 2.5. The over-under, if you're a fan of Iowa football, this one's for you. Over-under of 27.5 points.
Yes.
It's going to be some slobber knocking out there between all the cadets. They're going to be just trying to win, and everybody's going to be running. Everyone's going to be bad, and it's going to be awesome. Bad football, but
bad
from
as in heroes to our country.
Heroes
that's what
to
you
our
mean.
Country
yes,
who
but
are bad
again,
at football. I just want to point out, multitasking, not great in college football. When you have other things like learning how to defend freedom, you may not be as good at running an out route. That's all I'm saying, all right? But either case, the final leg of the Commander-in-Chief trophy is in the balance here because, of course, that's awarded to not just these two service academies, Army and Navy, but also Air Force. Navy lost to Air Force earlier this season. Army beat the Falcons. So if Army wins, they get the Commander-in-Chief trophy. However, if Navy wins, it's a 3-way tie, and Air Force, being last year's winner of this, they get to retain it. So, if
why
you're
a Coast Guard, have a football team.
You want me to answer that?
I'm
honestly
just saying, throw them in there.
I mean, do they have a service academy? I don't even think they
should. They should have a Coast Guard academy.
I don't think they do.
But they should.
What is the Marines don't have a service academy either? But why is that? Do we know? I don't know why the Marines. They're just out there being badasses. They don't have time for school.
Yeah, well, you know who'd win that every single year? The Marines would come in and kill you.
I just want to point out that's Mike saying that. I have a lot of respect for the Army, the Navy,
well, so
Air Force,
I.
Coast
I'm
Guard.
I'm just saying.
No, you went full on Marines right there.
The few,
so you're
the proud.
You're in with the Marines. That's it. You're done. Now, so personally, my dad, he was not in the academy, but my dad was in the Air Force. So I am rooting for Air Force to retain the trophy. So I guess that means I'm rooting for Navy. If Navy wins, Air Force keeps the trophy. So let's go Falcons.
Some sort of black ops football team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones that go get
SEAL team.
Osama bin Laden.
Well, that's Navy, right? Navy is the SEALs. Navy SEALs.
Right, Navy SEALs, but they should have their own little separate football team.
What if you had the Navy SEALs taking on the Army Rangers? Now that's
nice.
There you go.
Anyway, hope you had fun with that. If not, sorry.
If not, who cares?
Well, I'm just saying.
One segment of us talking about football.
All right, next, more conversation about bad movies involving naked people.
And that we know you'll enjoy.
Shohei Ohtani.
Mm.
That is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270, and some slow-moving traffic eastbound 70 on the east side as well between Livingston Avenue and 33. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Hey, happy Friday. Maybe you're asking yourself, hey, dummies.
Hey,
how come dummies? You're not doing the show live at the LDC today? I don't know. Ask Major League Soccer.
Oh, yeah. That's a good thing. We did try. We said in the office last week, if the crew beat FC Cincinnati, we wanted to be out there. We talked to the crew. They were like, we want to have you out there.
Dong had his press conference today there, so it had to be all about the dong.
Don Garber and MLS, they scheduled their press conference for like right around 2 o'clock just to be annoying.
Right.
So,
right.
But anyway, they control the stadium, not the crew. The crew wanted us out there. We would have been out there. We would have had a fun time at the pub. In either case, tomorrow, Bone and Beam United, kind of, will be out there. Brandon Beam will be out there from 2 to 3, live pregame show on The Fan. Joining him will be slim down Austin Ward, because you may know him as the Buckeye beat writer of note. But he is also a humongous soccer fan and a huge season ticket holder for the crew, all this stuff. So they're going to be out there doing a version of Bone and Beam United for an hour before the pregame. Then Chris Dorn, voice of the crew, comes on at 3. The game itself will be on 1460 ESPN and The Fan's HD2 at 4 p.m.
So we have Buckeye basketball conflict.
Yes,
tomorrow.
We do. So yes, that's right.
Contractually, we have to run Buckeye basketball, which, of course, we're happy to do. But that means crew have to air on 1460 ESPN and The Fan's HD2. Just keep hitting your radio. You'll eventually find it.
Yeah. Even if you have like a analog radio, just punch it. And right. Maybe you'll get HD2.
We're talking about Army-Navy tomorrow. I said, why doesn't the Coast Guard have a football team? Many of you got in touch with our dumbasses, and you've told us that the Coast Guard Academy does exist. It's a D3 school in New London, Connecticut. Let them live.
I had no idea.
Also, the Marines are with Navy.
Yeah, they're
in Annapolis.
I didn't know that. They're a department of the Navy. I had no idea.
Okay.
Marshall said some Naval Academy grads go to Marine Corps. We also had John, who said Coast Guard has a D3 football team. The Marines are a department of the Navy. Kyle says Coast Guard and the Merchant Marines do have academies and play their own rivalry game, their D3. I didn't know they had a rivalry game. So look at that. But in either case, all of this stuff, Mike Todd was tweeting us as well, Jackets in Arena announcer.
This is why we're here.
This is exactly right.
You know, some idiots sitting around having a conversation. Other idiots chime in with their area of expertise to correct us.
Absolutely. I will say, just for those of you who've ever wanted to like do journalism, maybe someday in the future.
Do journalism.
Or maybe you've like...
Is that what we do?
No.
Okay.
No. But one thing that bugs me about journalists is sometimes you will hear a journalist go, coach, hey, I know you like to do the pin down on the block with the blah, 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 talking like a basketball coach. And it's like, I want to show you how much I know about basketball lingo, so I'm going to throw all these terms at you. Meanwhile, the average person watching a basketball game doesn't know what any of that is and doesn't care. You need to ask questions that are stupid sometimes, because then you get good answers. Because the coach, sometimes they growl at you and get mad, but sometimes you have to ask those basic questions to get the coach on the record. We kind of do that here. We throw dumb questions out there. A bunch of people who know more than us tell us, and then we relay the answers to you. Mm-hmm. In a way, we are doing some journalism here.
You know, we're talking about movies that you used to sit through simply because they had nudity in them. So we're doing that today.
Yeah.
We're talking about the service academies. Shohei Ohtani, there is a report coming out of Los Angeles saying that the Blue Jays have won the sweepstakes. Now, that has not been confirmed by anybody. As a matter of fact, some sources are pushing back on that, but a decision is expected as soon as today. You know, I love that language.
As soon as today.
By the way, a comet could hit Earth as soon as today.
Well, that's the thing. If you say as soon as next Wednesday, then it's like, oh, well, you heard something specific that said it's not going to happen between now and Wednesday, but Wednesday is the earliest day it might happen.
Right, right.
If you say as soon as today, exactly right. You could say a comet, a volcano, anything is happening as soon as today or not, because it's not definitive. You're just saying it could happen soon, and you know nothing else.
Dr. Pete Edwards, crew owner and ligament savant, will join us coming up at 4:34. Yes. NFL picks at 4:48. It is Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text us 614-787-3093. Here's the other thing I want to do today.
Okay.
I just got an email from corporate, which is becoming all too common in my world.
Oh, yes.
But this one's okay. This is just for my self-evaluation.
Yes.
For the past year. And I thought I would just have you guys do it.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Because I don't want to do it. And you guys know me better than I know myself. That includes the listeners of this show.
Oh, I thought you were explicitly saying the listeners do it. I don't want to do your self-evaluation.
Well, you can.
I don't want to do mine.
Well, I'll do you. I'll help you with yours.
Oh, you'll help me with mine.
You help me with mine.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, I want your opinion on this, because if I was doing my own self-evaluation, it would just be like, what's your biggest attribute? Everything. I'm great. Question two.
But also, then it's, you know, they want you to say something that you don't like about yourself, and
exactly.
You're trying to find the right thing to say. It's always, I hate those
all right,
things.
Identify your most significant accomplishments and the impact they've had on the business. If goals were established, be sure to include how you performed against them.
All right. One goal we had was to get the bacon, egg, and cheese bagel back. That happened.
Was that just this year? I thought that
no,
was...
No, I didn't. I thought they were just saying biggest accomplishments of all time. It's just
no,
this
just
year?
No, just this past year. Because I did one last year. I think I mentioned the bagel sandwich.
Did we get any other food?
What did
happen
we do
again?
This year? You know, we made our own bourbon.
We did. That's made. Right. Made our own bourbon. Bourbon. We didn't make the bourbon. We just got our name slapped on a
bottle.
We
selected the bourbon.
That's right. Yeah.
You okay. selected it.
Well, you helped. You
what
helped
else
spiritually
we
with
year?
That. We skipped a commercial break,
yeah,
and
almost,
all hell broke loose.
Almost got fired.
Yep, that was. Well, you know what that was, Mike. That was thinking outside the box. That's yeah. what that is, right?
Teddy won Employee of the Month.
Teddy won Employee of the Month.
But this is my thing. I didn't win it.
No, but
you
created,
can take credit
you
for it.
Created
you
created an environment,
me, yeah.
where he could be successful.
Exactly.
Maximized the abilities. Of subordinates.
Subordinate, Ted. You're a subordinate now. Did you know that? He's your manager. I didn't know that.
What else? I mean, I'm the host of the show.
Yeah, but Teddy's an equal part of the show. He helps us out. If we
I'm sorry.
Have Teddy, we
one of us asked the other one, told the other one to come in here and smell him yesterday. Which one was that?
Right. That's because that was Thursday. On Tuesdays, you smell Ted. Wednesdays is my day to smell Ted. That's why he's never here.
He's never here.
Exactly right.
Oh, man. Come sniff me at home.
I've put my appointment purposely on Wednesdays so we never have to have it.
All right. I got to finish this self-evaluation.
Okay.
Plus, we'll talk about Browns and Jags and how the Jags are lying to you. Okay?
Okay.
Just lying-ass liars.
Mm.
Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You'll find a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue, and traffic is moving slow on eastbound 33 between 270 and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. Hey, if you miss a second of the show, or it's so good you want to relive it, maybe grandma's coming in for the holidays. You say, hey, Nana, listen to these guys talk about pee-pees and poo-poos.
Is that what Nana wants to hear?
Yes.
Okay.
Go to wherever you get your podcast, search Common Man and T-Bone, click, subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I'm doing my self-evaluation for the radio station. We'll continue to do that. I'll also tell you why, and I'll do that right now, why the Jags are lying to you. So, Browns hosting the Jags Sunday, 1 o'clock. Bengals also hosting the Colts Sunday, 1 o'clock. If you're watching on Channel 10, they have opted for Browns. So, if you're a Bengal fan, look elsewhere. Flacco my Cracko starts for the Browns. The Jags say they're waiting until Sunday on Trevor Lawrence. They officially listed him as questionable today. There is no way in hell Trevor Lawrence, with a fresh high ankle sprain from just 6 days ago, is going to go out there and play Sunday against the Browns. If he does, he doesn't have a high ankle sprain. I know I'm going into conspiracy theory Aaron Rodgers land here, or they're giving him drugs that even they shouldn't be giving him.
Yeah.
There's no way he can do that.
I don't believe there's a chance that Trevor Lawrence plays. I'm with you. And I don't think Florio got all, bent out of shape about who was it? Burrow, right? Joe Burrow getting injured in that game Thursday night against the Ravens a few weeks ago.
Yeah, with the wrist.
With the wrist. And then, of course, Florio and others were very upset. Like, you didn't put this on the injury report. What was that about? And the Bengals are saying he wasn't injured. That happened during the game. He was not hurt beforehand. We didn't lie. Either way, if it's the other way here, where all week long you're like, oh, Trevor Lawrence is dead. His legs split in half. He probably can't even walk. He's so terrible. Then he goes out and plays football on it that week. Shouldn't that also be an investigated thing? If you're telling everybody that he's so hurt that he's got a high ankle sprain, you can't have a high ankle sprain, in my mind, and be able to go play football that soon after if it's
not
severe.
Not 1 week later.
No.
No. Shohei Ohtani, by the way, is on his way to Toronto.
Officially?
He's traveling right now.
Oh.
To Toronto.
For fun?
Would be the only reason why?
I see. Again, of course. Here's the thing. Remember, there's this whole, I don't know what the word is, agreement, where if you're in on Shohei Ohtani, you're not allowed to confirm anything. You're not allowed to say anything. If you do, you're out on Shohei Ohtani. That's the whole way they want to do this
negotiation. Well, they didn't say that. They said it would be held against you.
Right.
That's what they said. They want privacy. They want secrecy.
I wonder if the people who had shot this down earlier in the day were the Blue Jays people saying, what? No, that's not true at all.
You're probably right.
Just because they're like, we don't want any hint of us trying to mess this process up. We are trying to actively deny that that's happening so we don't get, popped for it. We want to be able to show text messages saying we denied and denied and denied.
There were a lot of stories coming out this week because this week was baseball winter meetings in, I think in Nashville is where they were. And Dave Roberts, Dodgers manager, was talking to the media. He was saying how Shohei's their number one priority, how, the reports were that Joe Kelly, who's on the Dodgers, wears number 17, was already asked by the organization to give up number 17.
Oh.
The Dodgers PR people got really mad at Dave Roberts for even mentioning Shohei Ohtani.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because that's the rule. And look, Buster Olney writes a piece, and I've heard other people say it too, that Shohei Ohtani is doing the baseball world a disservice.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up is right. I don't understand. Look, this dude wants to do business his way. Once he gets in town, once he has the press conference, he puts the cap on. I'm sure he'll be the darling of the city and wave at everybody and do commercials and whatever you want him to do. He wants to go through this process, and he doesn't want it to be a complete and total circus. Okay.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong. If anything, that's a test.
Listen.
That's a test to the team that's going to pay you $600 million. Can you keep your mouth shut for 2 seconds?
You and I are in this business where the majority of our shows, when we actually talk sports, which of course is less than most sports talk shows, we are not even typically reacting to sports that are happening. We are reacting to things that are said about the sports from the people who play them or coach them, right? How many times have we done a show where someone made a comment and we talk for an hour about the comment? Then they go out and play the game the next day and we're like, oh yeah, that team won. And we have maybe 5 or 10 minutes about it and that's it. The comments do drive a lot of things. The discussion, the speculation. I get what these baseball writers are saying is you're depriving us of something that we typically write about a lot. However, that's not Shohei Ohtani's problem, is it?
No, not at all.
It's not. To a degree, you could argue it's not Major League Baseball's problem. Major League Baseball, I'm sure, loves the fact that all this attention is paid to these discussions, keeps their name out there, all that stuff. The reality is, if every ball player, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, name your sport. If they all said, I'm not talking to the media, our unions have decided we're not doing it, none of us are doing it. If coaches said we're never talking to the media, eventually sports media would have to adjust to that. You don't have to worry about that ever happening, because I can't imagine every pro sports athlete ever saying, no, thanks, I don't want to talk. Because there's always a reason someone wants to talk. There's always someone who decides, nope, today I do want to speak to the media, and I'm going to say something.
Well, a lot of these guys now have their own podcast.
Well, right. I'm saying, though, at some point, you will come to a level where people just don't care what the average athlete says. And if they do care, they'll go listen to their podcast, or they'll go watch them on YouTube, or they'll check out their Twitch as they're playing a video game. That stuff eventually will erode what Buster Olney does. But if Buster Olney can break some news on, hey, this guy's going here, there, hey, this guy's going there, that's why he'll be relevant. That's why the next generation of baseball writers will be relevant. What I'm getting to is that Buster Olney's complaint is, you're not keeping me relevant, and that's not fair to me. That's not a baseball player's job.
No, he'll say it's not about me. It's about the game of baseball. You have the ability to grow the game of baseball, and you're choosing to be selfish by keeping your business decisions secret for like a day.
Well, that's it.
Or a couple weeks until you sign the deal. And then trust me, it won't be a secret. He'll have the parade.
Also, do people not still speculate about where he might go and write think pieces about this could happen or that could happen? You're right. As soon as we know, and it looks like now starting to all signs pointing to Toronto, then the deluge of articles will happen. And then guess what all these guys will do? Buster Olney and everybody else. They will call up their sources. They will talk to the teams that got stiffed. They will talk to agents. They will talk to people. And eventually the word will get out about what happened and how the deal was done and all those things. And you'll write those articles 3 or 4 weeks later. They'll all appear again. There's a long off season here. Plenty of time to find all that stuff out. I don't know why everyone got so mad about this. Not like I'm frustrated I can't write about Shohei Ohtani. It was Shohei Ohtani is trying to destroy baseball because he won't tell us where he's going. For now. Later he'll tell you. And yet that was apparently a bridge too far for a lot of baseball writers, and I find that weird.
All right. Looks like Shohei Ohtani is signing with the Blue Jays. Reports are he is on his way traveling to Toronto, maybe just for fun, to check out Rimmer's old apartment.
That's right.
We're also doing my self-evaluation.
Okay.
As required by Technicorp. Hmm. List your job-related skills and strengths which contributed to success in your position. That's boring. Also,
I thought that was a loaded question.
Also, include areas needing improvement or development. So this is where you guys come in.
Okay.
What do I need to do better? Learn sports.
Learn sports is good. I would also say learn words.
Learn words.
Learn how words work.
Learn how to talk.
Learn how to talk is big on that one.
Talk. Teddy, any thoughts on how I can do my job better in 2024?
Be nicer to your coworkers.
Oh, there you go. Like Panama Ted.
Like, you know, give them money if you
want
to.
Yes, give them money.
Give them random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
Random sprinklings of dollars. Yes, I think that's
what
a great
type
one.
Of money are we talking about here?
$1,000 or something.
Yeah, Teddy. When? Right. How often?
Randomly. Whenever you feel like it.
Yeah. Randomly. He'll never feel like it. Well, do you want to get a better result next year? Maybe you got to figure it out. You got to go with your gut.
So I have learned sports. Learn words, learn how to talk, be nicer to your coworkers. From a listener perspective? There's got to be some listener pointers out there.
Yeah, what are some things the listeners
text
want?
Text us, 614-787-3093. What are some things that I need to improve on for 2024? I'm going to put this in my evaluation.
Work on your voices a little bit, you know? Maybe you could just hone them, make them even better than what they are. Your voices.
Isn't the fact that they're not very good, doesn't that add to the charm of the voices?
Well, maybe that's it. You work to make them a little worse than, I don't know. But however it works.
Well, I could do that.
That was, Teddy, that was so management of you to just say, like, listen, you got to do it better. And you're like, but better makes it worse. It's like, well, then do it the other way. Just right. Change something. Well, all we know is management comes in and they're like, I don't know what you do, but I know you need to change. So I'm just going to yell at you until you change something.
How about create a new character?
Oh,
I like that.
That's more goals for next year. That's the next question on the list.
We'll hold on to that.
But I mean, is there somebody that you'd like me to create?
No, I think you have to find the spirit of inspiration on that. You know, you can't just force that. you're creative. You got to, when the moment hits you, but you got to start opening yourself up to that moment.
What are your career goals? List some suggestions for development and professional experiences that will help you achieve these goals.
First of all, that question is so BS, because for, I would say, 99% of people, their career goal is retirement.
Their career goal
is to not have to come in here and do this.
My career goal is to quit soon.
Well, I'm saying, like, career goals for everybody is to not have to have a job, to have enough money where you don't have to go to work. There's like 1% of people who are like, nah, man, I'd be rising and grinding even if I had $1 billion. And you're like, yeah, you're a psycho. You're weird. Everybody else is like, oh, hey, I made a lot of money and I don't have to work anymore. Sweet. Peace out.
Here's some areas of improvement from the burner phone. Learn how to go to commercial break. Mm. Don't skip commercial breaks.
That's, yeah.
Do your Catholic voice more. What is my Catholic voice?
Is that the, did you have a nun that you were talking about?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
I don't know what your Catholic
voice
is. More
top secret recipes for the listeners. You know what? I will guarantee you in 2024, at least one more secret recipe.
Oh, I like this.
I don't know what it's going to be. Maybe a bread.
Oh, a bread recipe.
All right, I'm just saying. There's something.
Dancing Kevin just tweeted us and said, be more bitter and angry.
I don't think that's possible.
No, I think he wants even more of it from you. That's, again, this is a guy who used to dance with his shirt off at Nationwide Arena in support of the Blue Jackets, and he's saying, you need to be more bitter and angry. I mean, think about what must go through his mind when he's like, I did all that for years, and look what this craptastic team gives me. Sorry, we're trying to be positive. We're trying to be happy today.
Yes, it's a happy day.
Happy days. Yeah,
happy,
that's right.
Yay, happy day. Happy days.
Yes.
Charles Barkley doesn't care that no one watches his show. He thinks it's all a big lie. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
A couple of slow spots out there. Westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street has a couple minute delay. And if you're downtown, eastbound 70 between 71 West Split and Front Street, there's some slow traffic there. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. What will you find at Macy's Backstage? How about the perfect holiday gifts? Just $25 and under, like matching family PJs, fragrance sets, toys, and more. Find the latest trends, new arrivals, and great prices at a Macy's Backstage store near you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Friday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. Do it. It's Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. I also asked you on the burner phone, because I'm doing my self-evaluation for work, things that I can improve upon for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some more suggestions. Please run more 5Ks with T-Bone.
Okay.
All right.
I like that.
Less commercial breaks. I can't do that. That's not me. That's sales.
Yeah, that's right.
Have your 5-person show like you promised.
I will. We need to do that.
We'll do it.
We got to get there.
We're waiting for some downtime.
Yeah, it's been busy.
But holiday time, people are on vacation, stuff like that. So we'll do it after the new year. I promise. Interview more guests who have full-blown crapped their pants. Perhaps.
Is that a thing?
That's what people want.
All right.
Develop rapport with new traffic girl.
Well,
you know what? I'll work on that.
Sure, that's a great idea.
Nicole was her name.
We like Nicole a lot. She seems very great.
So lots of that. Every Friday, wear your gold chains and Italian sweatsuit. Well, I do wear the sweatsuits.
Yes, but you're not wearing the cord. I mean, they're matching, but they're not like.
I
the
have
shirt and pants are exactly the same.
I have joggers on.
So I'm
right
saying
now.
You have the jogging yoga pant kind of thing going on there,
mm-hmm.
And then you've got their navy blue, and you have a gray sweatshirt, which are both, they complement each other well. It's a good fit. It's a good outfit.
Well, I can't have a black sweatshirt with navy blue.
Of course not.
That's amateur hour.
Right. But what I'm saying is, I think when they talk about you wearing the tracksuit, that's where the shirt and the pants have the same piping. Everything is exactly the same. They're matched.
Yeah, all right.
Together.
I'll work on that. You know what I would like to do? Because we're all supposed to be doing our self-evaluations, but I'm the only idiot who's doing it on the air. Teddy has to do it too. I would like Teddy to one time in 2024 wear some sweatpants to work.
Oh, yeah.
That's my goal for you. Can you make that happen?
Yeah, I actually just ordered some new sweatpants, so I have those.
Where did you order them?
Where from?
Yeah.
Kohl's. I get all my stuff from Kohl's, man. Look at that.
Teddy here for Kohl's.
Yeah. So, hey.
Hey, man.
Nothing wrong with Kohl's.
You and Brock Purdy. I mean, that's all right. You got NFL players running into Kohl's getting an outfit, it looks like. There are a lot of people tweeting about that, how he looked like he pulled that right off the rack, paid $70 for it, and you know what? He went out and played.
Isn't that where Harbaugh gets all his khakis? Kohl's?
Oh, is it? I don't know.
I think so.
Do all these guys use Kohl's cash? Like, if you're Harbaugh, I guess on a $9-10 million contract, are you using that $30? Do you save it, or you just go, do you order online? Someone picks it up for you.
Speaking,
I don't know.
Speaking of Kohl's cash, I think we need to do something as a show, and I'm not even saying I know how to do this.
That's good. We are.
Why can't we just spitball some ideas?
It's
here?
Fine. We can.
But all these other businesses, they have loyalty programs.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Where it's spend this amount of money, you get this amount of Kohl's cash, whatever it is. And we should have something where you listen a certain amount of minutes. You get some sort of reward for that.
Now, let me ask you a question, because I view a lot of those rewards programs as kind of BS, you know, where it's like you go to store X and you spend $8 million. We're going to send
$7
ours bucks
is off. BS too, but we can have something.
Okay. Because I hate it when it's like, if you spend all this money and you see how much money you had to spend to get $50 off your next $500 order of something, it's like, well, I'm not ordered $500 worth of stuff. Get out of here. Why would I for $50 off? That's stupid. I don't like those rewards. But
or for like super fans. Like I go to Chewy's all the time.
Oh, yeah. Your place you like for the tortillas and tacos and all that.
The dog place, Chewy's? You get your like dog treats.
Chewy.com is another.
Go Ted, there and
Ted, you shop there a lot too, don't you? Right,
probably. Yeah.
Chewy's
yeah.
is a Tex-Mex restaurant.
Yeah,
but I go so often they gave me a little card where you know it gives me a free meal
after how many punches?
After 10.
Oh, that's well.
Gives me a free meal.
Now they're counting all the meals at one time. So if you go with the three of you,
yeah.
is that three meals?
Yeah, that's three meals.
That's not bad.
So it's like punch it three times.
Yeah, so like three visits, basically.
Yeah.
You get a free
and
meal.
And then you get a free one. That's not bad. Depending on the meal, saves you $14.
I like that.
$15.
That's what my coffee place does that.
Okay.
10 coffees, you get a free one.
How do we implement that for super fans? If you listen all 3 hours a day for a certain amount of days, then what do we give you?
That's an intro. I don't know. I think the way you'd have to do that almost is you'd have to put something in every day in the show where it's like, you got to listen.
Yeah, but see, that's the phrase that pays.
And
is,
man,
wow,
I know.
Wow.
I'm just trying to, I don't know how we would measure listeners listening without.
I know. I'm not saying I have a solution. I'm just saying we have to try and figure this out because I feel like the listeners are getting shortchanged.
They are?
We should. Yes, because they're just getting us.
I know, but.
Other places, you get the product and you earn points.
I'd say, isn't that enough?
No, it's not enough.
Okay.
Have you looked in the mirror or listened to this show?
Of course I have.
Of course it's not enough.
Of course I have.
I can't believe anybody listens to this damn show.
I think it every day.
Ones that actually do and come back, we should give them something.
I agree, but I don't know what to give them.
This is why we're having this conversation.
I know. What are we talking like a gift card?
How about Timmy goes to your house and does chores for you?
I like how you've volunteered another show's host. To do the thing.
He's part of this show, too.
Show. Yes,
he
I know.
He comes on the show?
Yes, he's on for the last segment of the show every single day. You're on for 3 hours every day, and you're the one saying someone should do something. I know who. Timmy.
Right.
As opposed to you. You're here. You can do it.
No, I got to get ready for the next show.
Oh, I see. You got to prepare.
My next PTO
Timmy
day.
Doesn't have to prepare or anything. You're
coming
right.
up soon.
Another PTO day.
Hey, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley has a show on CNN called...
Nobody Watches.
King Charles.
Oh, that's right.
It's with Gail King and Charles Barkley, hence King
Charles. I got it. Yeah.
The ratings were not very good for the debut last Wednesday night on CNN. It was 500,000 viewers.
That's in cable television news.
Yes, that's not good.
I mean, cable news, cable TV in general, it's low, but that's bad for cable news.
But he says ratings don't matter. An article came out that our ratings weren't great. But I want to tell my team, man, these Nielsen people are the biggest clowns in the world. Name me one person you know with a Nielsen box. These Nielsen people try and say our ratings weren't great, but we want a certain demographic. What that is. Hey, man, to my team, F them. Don't you worry about what people tell you about your ratings. Nobody knows what people are watching. They don't. You got a group of people who get to dictate who gets hired and fired, and that's the part that sucks about the Nielsen ratings.
Okay. I would just maybe add to Charles, I'm going to guess when TNT has seen those same Nielsen ratings that show that your, you know, Inside the NBA show is wildly popular, I'm going to guess then the Nielsen ratings are something
he also addressed
basing on that.
He said, I said the same thing about the Nielsen people when I was number one on TNT. They have no idea who's watching Inside the NBA.
Okay.
He did say that.
All right. Well, now, you know, look, what? That's at least intellectually honest.
I will say to him, ratings are flawed. We're judged by ratings here. They sometimes can fluctuate without any reasonable explanation. Ratings are flawed. I get it. However, this is how we're judged in this medium. You knew that, Charles. And that's why you and I, Bone, both said, why is Charles Barkley doing this?
I don't know.
You earn tens of millions of dollars doing your little shtick on TNT, and it's great, and it's fantastic, and you show up on college basketball coverage on CBS, and nobody cares if you even know what you're talking about.
No.
Right? You've done it all, my friend. Why did you want to open yourself up to this criticism in this highly competitive market of head-talking news TV?
The only answer I could even come up with on that, trying to think like what a celebrity with all the money he needs and all the outlet he needs to talk and be on TV whenever. And by the way, on Inside the NBA, he can say pretty much whatever he wants. If he wants to have a hot take on something, he can do it. I'm sure like he will get cut off, or there will be moments where they'll say, all right, Charles, please try to back
off.
He's
giving out Kenny Smith's hotel room.
Right. I'm just saying, what possesses a man who has all that television audience and everything else to want to do this CNN thing? The only answer I can come to is someone stroked his ego enough and helped him kind of buy into the idea. Someone who wanted him to do this on CNN. He clearly works for Turner. Turner, you know, is TNT. It's also CNN. I'm wondering if it's not an executive says, Charles, I think you'd be awesome on CNN. And he's like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. And then years go by where it's like every time you see these executives, they come up and beg you to do something. We'll throw ungodly sums of money at you. And then eventually start buying into like, well, I must be good at it because all these executives want me to do it.
Crew, tomorrow, for all the marbles, Dr. Pete Edwards, crew owner, ligament savant.
Yes.
Coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is stop and go eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. And watch out for an accident at the intersection of southbound 23 at London Groveport Road. Sometimes life can be overwhelming. Crisis text line can help. If you're struggling and feel like you can't talk to anyone about it, text 4HOPE to 741-741. Free confidential support. Crisis text line. Text 4HOPE to 741-741 now. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
T-Bone is sitting here in his Ugly Crew Christmas sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And I use ugly as a term of endearment.
Oh, yeah. It's
looks
meant to be.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Crew, LAFC, MLS Cup, all the marbles tomorrow at the LDC. That's a lot of letters. Dr. Pete Edwards, crew owner, ligament savant is what I call him. He's joining us. Hello, Doc.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
We're 24 hours away from this. Now, whenever I have my team in a big game, I have at least 24 to 48 hours before the event of just nervous diarrhea. How are you, like, doing work and surgery? You're, like, cutting people open today, aren't you?
Yeah, I just got out of surgery.
How are you keeping your head in the game with this thing going on tomorrow?
Well, I'm able to keep my head in the game, but I've luckily bypassed the diarrhea, so I'm pretty good so far, but I am starting to get a little nervous. I didn't sleep great last night. I don't think tonight will be much better.
Yeah, I have wondered that same thing, because all this week I'm barely able to get work done. I know a lot of crew fans have been texting me, tweeting me, saying the same thing. I mean, you're the owner of the team. You obviously have a lot of things to go in that regard, but you also have a day job. How has it been for you to stay focused with all the other stuff, with MLS coming in, they're taking over the stadium, there's all that stuff. Will it feel like a relief tomorrow morning to get up and know, I just got to go to the stadium, get to wherever you're going to sit and enjoy this game?
Yeah, I think, you know, luckily we have a great team, both in the front office. It's so fabulous to have the Haslams be partnered with the Haslams. They've really done a great job putting everything together. And our front office is so good that all the work that they've been putting in 18-hour, 20-hour days for the last 5 or 6 days takes the pressure off us, so we just get to be nervous and think of all the permutations and not want to see long balls over the top of our back line, and hoping that Schulte comes out and saves some of those. So we're just super excited that the team was able to pull it off, and super excited for the city to be able to have this showcase game here in Columbus.
Crew owner Dr. Pete Edwards joining us here on The Fan. I read some quotes from Wilfred Nancy about when he thought this team was capable of this. And he said around, you know, preseason, he looked at this roster and said, I think we can do this. When did you look at this team this season and say, I think this is our ceiling. I think we could be champions.
I think, you know, like a lot of people in the beginning, you don't know how quickly the pieces will adapt to a totally different mindset that Coach Nancy brings. I mean, we don't play like anybody else in our league. So for guys to be able to figure that out on the fly, like we did early in the season, when we won games early in the season, I said, oh my gosh, this may not take a season to figure out. This may take 6 or 8 games. And once we figured it out and you saw the guys' minds kind of being expanded, you're like, oh my God, we could be that good, because Prez Bez is unbelievable at putting a roster together. But when it really clicked for me was the summer transfer window, when Bez went out and got everything Coach said we needed. And the transformation was instantaneous, and you could just tell there was the momentum and the confidence that guys really felt like they could do it. So when they felt it, we surely felt it.
One question I've been wondering, because Wilfried Nancy, to your point, in my mind, should be the coach of the year. He's an incredible soccer mind. He's done a great job with this roster. How did you guys come to that selection, and how did you guys reach the point where you said, we want to get Wilfried Nancy in the building? How were those discussions? How did that all work out, and how fortunate do you feel to now have him as the head coach?
Well, first of all, I think he's hands down the best coach in the MLS. I have a lot of respect for Curtin and Vermes and lots of guys, and you know, and not the less Steve out in LA. So we have a bunch of really, really good coaches, but we were so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to have him come to join us. And I think, you know, part of it was the culture that Bez and Steve Nichols and Corey Ray and our team of executives, Issa Tall, have created in Columbus. People want to come here and play in this great training facility, in this great stadium, in front of unbelievable fans, in a city that's super livable and really a joy to be in. So I think that whole process sold itself to Coach Nancy, and we were, you know, he was obviously the top of our list, but we didn't know that it could happen. And when it started to look like it could happen, once the season ended last year, you know, things fell together pretty quickly.
Columbus Crew owner Dr. Pete Edwards joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Let me ask you this, because I know how I felt when it happened. I know how a lot of other crew fans felt, but I haven't heard your thoughts on how you felt when you saw Christian Ramirez on the end of that cross from Cucho Hernandez in extra time down in Cincinnati to put that game away 3-2 after the epic comeback. What went through Dr. Pete Edwards' mind?
Well, it's a combination of unbelievable excitement and relief all at once. You could see that the game was turning. We always say the most difficult lead in soccer is 2-0, because when you're ahead 2-0, the next goal totally changes the momentum of the game. So when we got our first goal, we all looked at each other and said, let's go. Come on. This is going to be something. So, when we snuck that one in, when Diego snuck it in the 86th minute, we're like, hey, they're done. They look physically spent. And hopefully at some point in the overtime, let's just not go to PKs. Let's get it before then. So, but I'll tell you, that ball from Kevin Molino looked like it was going a half a mile an hour through the air in my mind, because you could see the play develop and you're just like, oh, and you see Ramirez making his run, and it just couldn't happen fast enough. So super exciting. And I think everybody felt it. There's a lot of people that told me that their dogs ran away because they were watching the game at home, and they scared their kids and they woke them up because they were all yelling so loud. So it was really the best comeback I think I've ever seen in soccer in that environment. A derby game in the away team as an underdog. It was unbelievable.
One other question that I have is, looking at this game and looking at everything that's on the line, this is not the first time the Crew have played an MLS Cup since we had Save the Crew. That obviously 2020 team won MLS Cup, and a great win that was at historic Crew Stadium. This is the first time, though, that it will be a full building in Columbus to host an MLS Cup that the Crew are playing in. The one in 2008, of course, was out in LA, and the one in 2015 doesn't exist. Didn't happen. We don't have to talk about it. So how will it feel for you to see the lower.com field actually filled with Crew fans and actually get to support this team in hopefully an MLS Cup victory?
Well, we really feel like our fans deserve this. It was great to win in 2020. It was a momentous time for our fans. And even though we were supposed to have 1,500 people there, we had about 4,000 people there that kind of maybe snuck in. And it was great for the people that were there, but we couldn't enjoy it like we wanted to as Columbus Crew fans. So the fact that everybody can go, and there's going to be watch parties all over the city, and there's going to be watch parties outside the stadium, and it's just really, really awesome that we can have our fans enjoy this moment, and it's going to be loud. It's going to be really fun.
All right, just to get you on the record, last thing from me, who is the real black and gold team?
There's no question.
Well, of course there's no question.
There's no question. So somebody in Nashville might say one thing, somebody in LA might say one thing, but hey, we are the original, the first team in MLS soccer, and we will always be the first black and gold.
Doc, we always enjoy it. Enjoy tomorrow. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, talking about a championship.
That's awesome. Attack and dominate, Crew.
Dr. Pete Edwards, Crew owner. I call him a ligament savant.
Look at him getting a little Schlegs reference in there with attack and dominate. I like that. That's great.
Or maybe Schlegs is getting in a Dr.
That's
Pete
right.
reference.
That's right. Could be. We'll have to figure that out.
It is time for NFL picks. If you'd like to play with us, call us. 614-821-9710, just for participating. You get a $50 Visa gift card courtesy of findyourride.com. Picks are next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Traffic is slow moving westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. And if you're downtown, a couple minute delay on westbound 70 between the 71 east and west split. This report is sponsored by the Franklin County Board of Commissioners. The Franklin County Board of Commissioners is now hiring. Check out the variety of positions the county has to offer with great pay and excellent benefits. You must be 18 years or older with a high school diploma or GED. Franklin County is a second chance employer. Search FranklinCountyOhio.gov to get started today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, Bone and I do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus and their 12,000 square foot Barstool Sportsbook. Why do I keep saying Barstool? That. It is not. It's gone.
It's just the Hollywood
It's just
Columbus.
A really good sportsbook.
Sportsbook.
At Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Yes, our guys.
It's almost like we've been saying it for a year, and now I can't get it out of my damn head.
That's all right.
Anyway, go there now. Food, drink, games, women, men, slots, bocce ball, bathrooms.
Some of the bathrooms are great. They also have great slots.
There's women and men there.
Yeah. They have great bathrooms. They have great slots.
I'm going to say there's a eunuch there as well, somewhere.
Sure.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Time for PX.
Common Man and T-Bone present NFL Picks.
Sponsored by FindYourRide.com.
My guy this week is Thaddeus. Just for playing, he gets a $50 Visa gift card courtesy of FindYourRide.com. Thaddeus, are you ready to go, my friend?
Ready.
Okay. Here we go. Tampa Bay at the Falcons. I will take the birds at home.
I'm going to take Hotlanta as well.
Uh-oh. Say that again, Thaddeus.
Atlanta.
All right. There we go. Thank you.
The Lions on the road at the Bears. I'm going to take the Lions on the road.
Yeah, I'm going Detroit as well.
Lions.
Colts on the road at the Bengals. Bengals impressed last week. Can they do it again this week? I'm going to say yes. I'll take the Bengals at home.
Yep, I've got Cincinnati.
Colts.
Jags, and I assume CJ Beathard against Joe Flacco, my Cracko, and the Cleveland Browns. I'm going to take the Brownies at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go Flacco, my Cracko as well.
Flacco.
Carolina Panthers at the Saints. Carr will not start this game. I think it's... Who is it? Jameis Winston. I will take the Saints at home.
I'm going New Orleans as well.
Saints.
Houston Texans on the road at the bad Zach Wilson again Jets. I'm going to take CJ on the road.
Yeah. Zach Wilson says he wants to play. I don't know if he does, but Houston wins this game.
OH, baby.
Rams on the road at the Baltimore Ravens. I will take the Ravens at home.
Yeah, I got Baltimore.
Yeah, Ravens.
Minnesota Vikings on the road at Vegas. Yeah. Vikings on the road.
I'm going, yeah. Two teams that like to play indoors. Let's go, Minnesota.
Vikings.
Seahawks on the road at, now again, very good San Francisco. I will take the 49ers at home.
Yep, I've got San Francisco as well.
Yes, sir, San Fran.
Both of these teams looking to get back to consistency. Buffalo Bills on the road at the Kansas City Chiefs, the suddenly struggling Kansas City Chiefs.
They're not going to struggle this weekend.
I will take the Chiefs at home.
Yeah, Chiefs are getting it done.
Chiefs.
Broncos on the road at the Chargers. I will take the Bolts at home.
I'm going Denver on the road.
I'm going to go with Denver.
Sunday night. Hey, Teddy, this is a pretty big game. Cowboys are playing national TV window.
Imagine that.
I know. I'm just saying.
But it is a pretty good game. It's an exciting game, yes.
Eagles at the Cowboys. I'm going to take Panama Ted's Dallas Cowboys at home.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going with that big Dak energy. Let's go. Cowboys get it done.
Cowgirls.
Monday Night Football has two games. I don't know why, but they do. Tennessee at Miami. I'm going to take the Dolphins at home.
Yep, I've got Miami.
Miami.
And the Packers at the Giants. I will take the Pack on the road.
I'm going Green Bay.
I agree. Green Bay.
Give me a point total for that game, Thaddeus.
I'm going to say 48.
48, Boner?
I wrote down 38 before the show started, or before the segment started, so there you go.
Good luck to you, my friend. But you get the prize either way.
There you go. Isn't that nice?
Why do we have two Monday night games that start at the same exact time?
Is one of them for, like, someone else, like Amazon or NFL Network or something?
No, I think it's part of just that ESPN deal, right?
They get two games at the same time?
Well, I remember...
One's on ESPN, one's on ABC?
Well, I know that... The Mannings are going to be doing both of these games. They're going to have like a split screen, and they'll be talking about each game as they're going
on. That's
going
to be...
So tune into that Manning cast.
They won't, but then they're going to have guests on where they'll be like, so anyway, how's it going?
Which game are you watching?
Yeah, right.
Scott Steiner.
They got to go down the list.
I knew it was time for Big Papa Pump to come talk about the Packers and the Giants.
This is them talking about lifting weights. And meanwhile, it's like, touchdowns galore. It's like, yeah,
big
anyway.
Bad booty daddy.
What's it like injecting those steroids? Huh? How's that work out?
What was that Steiner cut that we played?
I don't remember. Oh, it's the one where he's counting?
His math?
Yeah where he's like,
that's 50%
of me and 33% of you.
Scott Steiner, so man.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Small Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at sacrifice... You got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me and he's not even going to try. So, Samoa Joe, you take your 33 1/3 chance minus my 25% chance.
What?
And you got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at sacrifice.
Huh?
But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 2/3%. I got 141 2/3 chance of winning at sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at sacrifice.
Actually, the math adds.
It's good.
The math really adds good. Up if you do all the math.
It's good.
He can't just, talk, but...
Math, it was not on the fly. I know they worked that out that was scripted, but it's still hilarious to hear just a big meathead quoting numbers to you.
Fat boy food tip. And you know what? Bone and I have done it again.
What's that?
I'm just saying, we're going to take credit for something else. We've done it again.
We did.
We brought the bagel sandwiches back, and now we've brought something else back.
I didn't know this.
You and I, yes, you do. We've done it. We've worked hard behind the scenes, and we've made it happen.
Yeah.
And we'll share it with you coming up next.
That's right.
Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Things are moving slow on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street, and you're going to find some stop-and-go traffic on northbound 71 south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for Happy Hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Hey, happy Friday. Football Friday, isn't it?
I don't know. Oh, something. I don't know.
Something. What was I going to say to you? Oh, we did something again.
Yeah, that's right. We saved something.
Bone and I single-handedly brought back the breakfast bagel sandwiches at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
We bitched and moaned. We devoted hours of it on this show. We talked to corporate muckety mucks. We did it all. And we brought them back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we brought them back, they were for a limited time. However, all of you responded so wonderfully. And we knew that you would.
Yes.
If you make it and you make it well, it's delicious. People will come.
Well, we've always said even if you put it out there temporarily, the bagel sandwich is so good. When people know that it's an option that it could be saved, they're going to respond. And you did.
You ordered it. And then they rolled it back out nationwide only because of the success that it had locally here.
It was undeniable. You couldn't stop the tidal wave of bagel sandwich requests.
So if you know someone in Utah who recently had a McDonald's bagel sandwich, you should say, you know who saved that for you?
That's right.
Common Man and T-Bone. Two idiots you don't know in Columbus, Ohio, but they did.
You should know us.
Well, guess what else we did? And this has been confirmed by McDonald's this week. Snack wraps are coming back.
That was the request we got after the bagel sandwiches. It was like, all right, next do the snack wraps. Well, mission accomplished.
Now, I would like to point out, there's some caveats to this, because McDonald's is stupid. They're not setting a date for when they're coming back. When they do come back, they will have a different recipe, and they will be in conjunction with all their McCrispies and McSpicies and all that. They're going to have a wrap version of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's going to be a cheaper price point, which it should be. It should be a cheap snack wrap thing.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to make it some sort of gourmet wrap and charge you $6 for it. I don't know. But at some point, fried chicken tenders wrapped up in a tortilla will be coming back to McDonald's.
Yeah, I am glad that they're going back to this because it is a good thing. It always was delicious. You need to have a combo, though, that has, what was the original combo? Was it ranch and then lettuce and cheese?
Yeah, ranch, lettuce and cheese.
I know they had one that also had honey mustard, lettuce and cheese, though. Am I wrong? I think they also offered that, and maybe there was a different option, too, like a third option. But I'm saying if you want to offer the different nugget sauces as the options, keep the chicken the same, the lettuce and cheese the same, the wrap the same, and just... what sauce do you want in there? That's the way I would handle it personally, but to each their own.
Here's what I don't get. Everything's there, right?
I think so.
Well, tortillas are there because you got the breakfast burritos in the morning.
Sure, right.
Tortillas are there. Your fried chicken, of course, is there. Just cut it in half.
Well, yeah,
of course. Put it in the wrap. You, of course, have lettuce and ranch there because that goes on other sandwiches.
Yes.
Cheese, of course, is there.
I mean,
let's go.
This is right. So I'm glad we're doing it. Let's not complicate it. Let's not try to overthink it.
They will, though.
We don't need to deconstruct it and reconstruct it. We need to make the same thing you made years ago that everybody loved and has been demanding for it to come back. That's it. Thank you very much. Send tweet.
We have neglected, with all this fun that we've been having today, to mention that bad football game last night.
Oh.
Patriots beat the Steelers.
I thought you didn't do it because we wanted to have fun.
Bad. I mean, it's fun for us. We don't care about these teams. Mitch Trubisky bad, booed by the home fans. Bailey Zappi less bad, but he's still bad. By the way, Bill Belichick will be the celebrity picker on game day for Army Navy. They're playing the game at Foxborough.
Will that be enjoyable?
No, but you know, maybe he shows a little bit of the personality that I've been told he has that we have never seen ever.
What's amazing to me is that, and I know he is a huge fan of this Army Navy game, right? That's one of the things that got him into football, if I'm not mistaken, was that rivalry and all that stuff. So I appreciate him wanting to do that and be a part of that. It is surprising to me that while this season is a lost cause, I guess, their games already happened this week. And so then that's why he's willing to do this, I'm guessing.
Because if they were playing on Sunday,
there's no way he's doing it. Right. Okay. Well, that's fortuitous timing that all worked out.
Kevin Costner is apparently dating the singer Jewel.
Oh,
he's in his upper 60s. She's, I think, 49, 48.
Not that. Upper 60s, late 40s.
For a celebrity romance? No. That's fine.
I will say, like, I could understand it if I'm trying to think how much older some of our favorite, hot people were back in the day, more than us. Like, I don't know, if someone was like 15 years my senior, that means they're probably pretty hot when I was like a kid. So I might have a strong thought about how attractive they
are.
So then if later in life we're both successful, we meet up somewhere and they're like, hey, you know, I've gotten to see you and I thought you were great. And you're like, wow, I've always thought you were great. Okay. I think the age gap doesn't matter as much when you get to those ages.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen's older than us.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I would in a second.
Oh, I know.
Well, she's still hot, too.
Well, there's that.
How old is she?
Probably, is she crossed 50?
49.
Okay.
She'll be 50 in January.
Let her live. Well, that's got to be a momentous occasion on the show. We got to celebrate her birthday.
We should try and get her on.
Yeah. Happy 50th birthday.
What are we going to do? We're going to get her on and say, hey, remember that time you were in the pool and you and Zach are going to get married in Las Vegas and your boobs were flopping up and down? That was great.
I don't think that's the question.
Well, okay. That's what I mean. What are we going to say?
We're
going to pretend like, hey, we really care about your cooking show. We don't care.
I might care. I might want to know a little bit more about it. There's nothing wrong with asking questions.
Hey, so Screech is dead. Your thoughts?
I don't think we're going to get into that.
How big of a creep was Belding? When Elizabeth Berkley took her clothes off in Showgirls, what were your thoughts on that? I'll hang up and listen to my answer.
Did that give you any inspiration ever? And why not? Is the question I have. Now, I do think we could get a lot of hay made if we talk to her about Mr. Belding and how weird he is. That might work. You know, because she probably is like, yeah, he's super weird.
Has she ever slept with Zach or Slater? Did she ever admit that?
No, I have.
No, because I know.
I don't think that's ever been out there.
Young, attractive people who work on the same show together, they never get together.
I understand. I'm just saying, I don't think that's ever come up as far as.
Well, it's coming up on this show. If she comes on the show, who'd you get down and dirty with?
You're getting hung up on. You're getting hung up on immediately if that question's asked. No way.
Oh, come. You don't think she can play along?
I don't think she would. I'm saying I could see her going, no, I don't want to answer that. And
all right, we'll get Lisa Turtle on instead.
Well, you'll get some
answers.
How's
it going?
You'll get some answers. You will get some answers. I don't know if you had any questions, but you will get some answers. Yeah, that's good for her.
Belding, if you missed that, I wish we had it. I wish we had.
I don't know why
the interaction with Belding, and we could play it for you.
Yeah, we never did save that, and we should have.
That was in the studio. Mr. Belding.
Well, he came here doing one of those Clippers nights where they have, you know, semi-famous people that come out and they throw out the first pitch and they do autographs and photos. And he was one of the people on the list that year. And they asked us before the season, here's all the list of people. Do you want any of these people? And we said, yeah, we'd like to talk to Mr. Belding. And we regretted that ever since. Because
any audio of it. I'm shocked.
What's his name? Dennis?
Dennis Haskins.
Haskins, that's right. Yeah.
If you search for Haskins, there's lots of Dwayne Haskins comes up in our system, but no Dennis Haskins.
We also, did we ever talk to, I think we did, we talked to Henry Rowengardner, what's that guy's name, the actor that played Rookie of the Year, whose name I forget.
Yes, I forgot all about that. Why did we talk to him?
Because he was also doing a Clippers thing where he's throwing out the first pitch and showing up, Rookie of the Year actor, they had him out.
What was that like? What was that interview like?
I don't remember. It was fine. He was fairly reasonably understanding of the situation he was in, you know, because he, I think, had become a director and done some other stuff of like minor projects. And he said, yeah, you know, these movies, I get they may not be everybody's taste, but here we are. I'm doing that. Meanwhile, I know you got questions about Rookie of the Year. Let's get into it. And we did. So he talked about his stuff for
American Pie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that, too. Right.
Then we ask him about Stifler's mom.
Probably. I don't remember.
We did Dennis Quaid once.
No, we didn't.
Yes.
We did?
Yes, I did it. I don't know if you did it. No, I did it, and I told him a joke that just fell flat. It was just crickets.
And then he started screaming at you?
He was promoting a movie, and one of his co-stars in the movie was Jim Caviezel.
Oh, sure.
Who had done Passion of the Christ.
Right.
Who was Jesus.
Big JC. Yeah. Right. The man upstairs.
The movie, right?
Right, yeah.
And I thought like a fairly nice icebreaker would be, hey, so what was it like doing this movie with Jesus? Just crickets.
Nothing.
Now look, it's stupid. I know it's stupid.
Yeah.
But it was just crickets.
Did he at first, now here's the thing. Would he have heard that and he said, you mean me, the God of acting? Oh, you mean Jim Caviezel? Oh, God. Maybe that's what went through his head. Was he like, or is this a reference to how great I am as an actor? Oh, wait, no. You're saying the other guy. No.
Do we think that Quaid's sort of an egomaniac?
I don't know if any. I mean, he's been in a lot of good things.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of stuff. He probably thinks highly of himself.
Handsome guy.
What I'm saying is it wouldn't surprise me if an actor said, you were referring to a divinity? Is that somehow talking about me? Oh, it's not.
What was
not.
The movie he did with Scarlett Johansson?
Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, remember he was the dad. And Scarlett Johansson was his daughter. And the daughter got involved with Topher Grace.
I don't remember any of this.
In Good Company.
Definitely don't remember it.
In Good Company.
I remember The Rookie.
Is that movie.
I like that one.
Rookie was a good movie. In Good Company, I remember because Quaid was, you know, in his 50s. Scarlett Johansson was not. And playing his daughter. But you know at some point. I mean, come on.
You do?
No,
I don't know that.
Come on,
I don't know that. Maybe. I mean, I... Again, I don't know... I like how in your world, like you live in this world where none of that's happening around us, like anywhere
yeah,
that we work.
That's right. It's a whole other world out there, Bone.
Yeah, but I'm saying
fancy
but then,
people.
Yeah, but you assume that every actor and actress is like, yeah, you know they were banging.
It's yeah,
like,
I don't actually know that. I assume that in San Andreas, The Rock was doing his on-screen daughter. I do assume that.
I don't assume that. I don't presume that.
That's fancy Hollywood land for you.
Is that how it goes? Okay.
All right, one of the worst owners in sports may be on the way out. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 3rd Street and some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Friday. It is Tool of the Week Friday. Send in your Twitter tools at Man and Bone 971. Text us. 614-787-3093. I want to tell you about my friends at Pajamagram. Maybe you're saying, I don't know what to get my significant other for Christmas this year. Or Hanukkah, something.
Yeah.
How about naturally nude pajamas? They're luxurious. They're soft and silky with a next to nothing feel. They're better than lingerie, designed to make her feel amazing and drive you wild.
Wow.
Right now, when you shop Naturally Nude Pajamas, you'll get a free Naturally Nude Nighty. That's $75 worth of savings on a deluxe 2-in-1 gift. 2-in-1.
2-in-1 on the Naturally Nude
Maybe
Nighty.
Maybe you invite somebody else over, you have a little 2-in-1 too.
Oh, hey.
In the Naturally Nudes.
Hey, you never know.
If you're ready to win the holidays, hurry right now before it sells out, because it does every single year. Head to Pajamagram.com and shop Naturally Nude. Promo code Give it to me.
It's not the promo code. By the way, I just want to say that's a big flex by the Naturally Nude Pajama people, because they're like, we're going to sell out. You dummy. Better buy this
well,
now.
They're just warning you. They don't want you to be
no,
left out.
I'm not
out.
Saying in a mean way. I'm saying they're like, yeah, we're good. We make some pajamas. People love them. You want to buy them? Well, you better do it quick. Because we know they're going
to
be
I'd
gone.
I'd like to point out, this is the same company, Pajamagram. They're owned by Vermont Teddy Bear. They make little teddy bears for children.
Dirty teddy bears, I'll tell you what. They've got adult teddy bears too, don't they?
They do.
Oh, I'm sure you push a button and it says something in your, you know, whispers in your ear.
They have like teddy bears in S&M outfits.
Well, you know what they call that?
What?
Teddy sex spin. That's what they call that.
Yeah,
there you go. Talks to
Well, it's teddy.
I know we can't do the other joke. I already had the thought.
Ruck spin.
I got it. I know what rhymes with
all right.
Ruck spin.
Just saying.
Andrew Luck spin. That's what I was thinking. Yep.
One of the worst owners in sports could be on the way out.
Go ahead.
What?
I was going to say there's some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
There's some breaking news about breaking news that was breaking news like an hour ago.
Hold on. I know what you're talking about, and you can wait for 2 seconds.
No, I don't want to wait.
The Angelos family, who owns the Orioles, is apparently in talks to sell it to Baltimore businessman David Rubenstein.
Oh.
Or Stein.
All
one
right.
One of the two. Anyway, that would be very welcome news because Baltimore people hate the Angelos family, and I understand why.
Rightfully so. They suck.
This
they
guy's a local billionaire. I assume he... You know, he's a local guy, loves the team, not going to move the team, none of that. Maybe spend some money on the payroll, let him live.
Well, I think that's a good solution if that can happen. I hope it does. Orioles fans have obviously had a better year this year than in previous years, but that ownership group has been trash for a long time. So I hope it works out.
All right, what's the breaking news?
So we had John Paul Morosi, an hour and a half ago, saying Shohei Ohtani is en route to Toronto, where he is. They're expecting to announce Ohtani is the guy. Toronto is the place for Ohtani. This whole secretive process, where is he
going to
go?
If he's traveling to Toronto, he's going for a reason.
You would think.
Yeah, just to partake in the wonderful cuisine they have there.
Yes. Bob Nightingale, USA Today Sports, I don't know why I said it like that, USA Today Sports Major League Baseball columnist. You know him, you've heard of him. He's a Hall of Fame voter. He's all these things. He's a legit baseball journalist, too. He just tweeted this out less than 10 minutes ago. Shohei Ohtani is not, all caps, in Toronto. Shohei Ohtani is not, all caps, on a flight to Toronto. Ohtani is at home in Southern California. The plot thickens. Now, that doesn't mean he isn't going to eventually be a Toronto Blue Jay. It just means this whole reporting that he's on his way to Toronto, which has insinuated that other things were happening, that has apparently Bob Nightingale saying, not so fast, my friend.
Well, and this is getting the Angels fans excited.
Sure.
And the Dodger fans are excited because they thought they were out on this. But now, you know, if he's at home in Southern California, what does that mean? Is he going to sign with the Dodgers? Will the Angels sweep in at the last second and say, hey, what did Toronto give you? $600 million? How about $601?
And you stay, and you don't have to leave. You don't have to do anything.
You stay here, and we name the team the Los Angeles Ohtanis.
I like that idea. You know what? They might as well.
Mike Trout is outside mowing his lawn. Ohtani's lawn, not his own lawn.
I was going to say, he's like, please stay here. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to believe with all this, but apparently everyone is saying exact opposite things. Some people are saying he's going to Toronto, some people not, so we'll find out. But the answer is, if you thought that was settled earlier, it is now not settled.
Meanwhile, Buster only comes out and says, if he were a real man, he'd tell us what he was thinking and doing right now.
That's right. Buster Olney. I think Buster Olney, though, might have missed the boat here because I like how these reporters are not reporting on what is happening with the actual contract. They are just saying
where he
his travel he plans happen to be this. You didn't say anything about travel plans, did you? So I'm not breaking any rules by saying he's traveling somewhere. Now, if he's traveling to Aruba, it doesn't matter. But if he's traveling to like New York, that would suddenly lead you to believe, maybe it's Yankees, maybe it's Mets, who knows?
Now, this guy Ben Nicholson-Smith, who covers baseball for Sportsnet in Toronto, says he's hearing the same thing as Bob Nightingale. He is not on his way to Toronto. He is not in Toronto. He is at home in Southern California. So that is a Toronto reporter saying he's California.
I wonder this. When you're at the level of Shohei Ohtani, clearly there are people who... you know, monitor things for you, social media. You have an agent. You may have a team of people who are in charge of
all that stuff. I'm quite sure he's got a very large team.
Right. I wonder if when all of the baseball world is losing its collective mind about him being on a plane or being somehow getting to Toronto, whatever he's doing, is if he is truly at home sitting there just, enjoying a nice afternoon watching TV, maybe he nuked a pizza in the microwave and just is like, yeah, let's go, and then he's sitting there eating a pizza and suddenly he's like, oh, I'm getting all these text messages. Everybody say, where are you going? And he's like, I'm not going anywhere. I'm eating a frozen pizza. I put it in the microwave. That's it. And then now the whole world loses their mind. I don't know.
I have a request for you.
Yeah.
Or anybody who happens to be still alive while I am slipping away. So television legend Norman Lear died this week. At 101.
Wow.
All right, he did it all.
Yeah, he was some of the best sitcoms to ever happen.
I know as recently as last year, because I saw him talking. I mean, he was lucid.
Man.
He was lucid. He was living. He was having dinner with Mel Brooks. All this stuff. Okay? But I'm just reading this story saying that as he lay dying this week, his family gathered around and sang him the theme songs to all the shows that he did.
Oh, wow.
So they're just singing television theme songs to him as he slips away. When I'm on my deathbed, I want my loved ones to gather around me and say things that I've said throughout my career.
Yeah.
Like as I lay dying, I want someone to whisper in my ear. Something like that, right? Or just very, very sweetly, like, I love you, Grandpa. I'm always going to think of you. And also,
I got bronchitis.
I think that would bring me comfort.
Yeah, it probably would.
It would bring me back to these days.
You know, it's like, I'm going to miss you, Granddad, but me like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he's just a common man.
Now, I wonder with Norman Lear, because one of the shows that he's famous for is Sanford and Son, which is a great show.
Mm-hmm.
What if that was his favorite theme song?
You hum it then.
I was going to say,
yeah,
does the whole family surround? Yeah. Right. But you're not doing it in a peppy voice because everybody's sad because he's passing away. So it's like. Just, when do you, everybody's got to join in. Someone has to keep the beat going is
That's
what I'm
exactly
saying.
Right.
That's a little tough. I don't know why. That makes me chuckle. The idea of people singing theme songs. But again, not because I think that's funny. It's just they're meant to be happy songs to get you into a show.
And
instead, it's like, this is sad.
All right, Tool of the Week is next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the right side of southbound 71 north side before Spring Street, and you're going to find a few minutes delay on westbound 270 north outer belt between 23 North and Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples Holiday Deals mean amazing savings for the holiday season. Right now, save 50% on custom holiday cards and invitations, as well as custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. Offer ends 12/16. Visit staples.com/print for more details. Have yourself a merry little holiday deal at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by the Lion's Den.
Best tool, according to us, gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs.
All right, Mike. We're going to start off with Al, who says his tool of the week has to be Dong Arbor, who in a matter of days managed to tick off the fan bases of both teams in the championship match. If you didn't hear this, LAFC's supporters group has been suspended, and they are not able to attend this game.
That's a shame.
Because they were setting off flares. They were warned about it, but still, Dong Arbor, no fun league. Yeah, I get it. Dr. Kamalo, my guy, says, my big husky cruisers.
Flacco, my cracko.
My Peter O'Toole of the week is Dong Arbor. Enough said. Hashtag mic drop. Hashtag go crew. Jordan Spieth.
Yay!
Spieth! Says my guys.
Chris Spielman drives like a woman.
My tool of the week is the Karen parent I have. We took our class to buy Christmas gifts, and she had the audacity to ask us why they weren't wrapped and why he dropped his bag. Even though nothing broke, I don't think she knows how hard it is to take high school students to Target and Wendy's. I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know they were taking kids to go Christmas shopping, but let them live. To each their own. Brendan says, my inglorious sniffers. My tools of the week are my friends, Dakota and Justin, who swear by cooking their steaks well done. One even stated, you can make a juicy, well-done steak. Both of you are wrong and should be banned from eating steak.
Also, Maddie Ice likes the well-done steak.
Also, glory to Columbus. Thank you, Brandon. Paul says, Paul says, my dad's in charge, a.k.a. DX.
Too hot.
My tools of the week are the Cincinnati fans at the Tickle TQL Stadium, who celebrated by clapping in my and my family's faces during the Crew game and then tried to fight us after the game. Oh, that's no good, Paul.
Paul.
Man and Bones, Dilda Rooney says, my guys.
Would you like to touch my monkey?
This is me. Tool of the week is T-Bone because I sent him an amazing shirt about his favorite sport back in October, and he never even posted a picture. You know what?
What happened?
They sent me a pickleball shirt. It didn't fit. That's on me. It's not on you. I did take a picture with it. I forgot to post it.
You know, I was at the DSW.
I'll post
this
it tonight.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
And they had pickleball-specific shoes.
I know.
This just is, for pickleball.
Right. Because it's such a specialty sport. I mean, it's not just basically tennis, but with less activity.
You need different shoe structure.
Sure it is. Jarmo Kekalainen has all those shoes. Snagglepuss says, my guys. My tools of the week are grocery stores. How do you not build your facilities to have separate employee bathrooms from the customers? I do not care if the employee washes his hands for an hour. I don't want to see or hear your staff in the public bathroom. That's an interesting complaint. I actually agree with that. I've never thought of that.
There should be a separate restroom for customers and for employees. Well, we shouldn't be interacting with employees while they're dropping a deuce.
I also think that would be very awkward if you just had a bad interaction with a customer or an employee, and then both of you find yourselves in the bathroom. That could be, that'd just be weird. You should have, like a break room. You don't just let the customers come in and say, I need a break from shopping.
Separate facilities.
Sure. T-Bone's Running Club says, my men.
He's the senior hurler.
My tool of the week is me for sending a soccer-specific question to Bone for Wild Card Wednesday when he wasn't in that day. Oh, well. Sorry about that.
What was the question?
I don't know. He didn't say. Your guy Duff says, my guys.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Tools of the week are Don Garber, MLS, the Crew Jackhammer, LAFC's colors, the Carabiner logo, and the triangle that fell off of it. Oh, and the Tapas tool is all of 23 sponsor? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Sorry. Brian says, my guys.
You got them all hot!
My tool of the week is Bishop and Friends not paying off on a tease and selecting a winner for Hey Guys on Wednesday. I submitted gold, Jerry. Gold! I'll take your word for it.
I don't listen.
Trevor says, my guys.
Hello, I've accidentally painted a gentleman's sausage on a storm drain.
My tool of the week is Dong Arbor.
He's the winner this week.
His organization does not know how to run an event. Trust the team to do right by MLS and also provide what we have earned, home field advantage. You can take our scoreboard, you can take our band, but you cannot take our voices. LFG, hashtag GTH, hashtag Crew 96.
I do know several full season ticket holders.
Yeah.
That could not get any tickets for this game tomorrow.
Well, you know what? They've also, I mean, the Nordeck is going to be a little spread out. There could be people sitting in there that are not Crew fans.
Yeah.
The Nordeck has been working out signals to let everybody know, hey, it's time for us to sing. Let's do this. Let's do that. So it's going to be, you know what? They're going to overcome it. It's going to work. Phil My Buckeyes says, my guys.
That was going for the triple crown up until I got the hemorrhoid.
My tool of the decade is Ryan Day for threatening to hang 100 on Jim Harbaugh in 2020 during a Big Ten conference call, and only being 73% of the way there 3 years later with more big game losses than Tress and Urban combined. Day really Flacco's my Cracko. Hashtag GTH.
You ain't wrong.
Gotta take it. Austin says, my guys.
You need a Hummer.
My tool of the week is whoever makes the decision in Columbus City Schools that teachers cannot set their own classroom temperatures. Buildings cannot set their own. It's decided by someone downtown. I love when a classroom is blowing cold air in the December months. Hashtag GTH.
I'm with you. You should have That's control no good. Of your own classroom.
Yes, 100% with that. You got to look. You got to budget for the fact that some people are just going to say, we got to warm the classroom up because it's cold or whatever. I mean, that's just should be up to the teachers. Spider-Man says, my Pringles poo chuckers.
Oh, yes.
My tool of the week is me for always telling my wife to let me live when I don't want to do something she wants me to do that's that second. And for listening to last weekend's five-hour-long Man and Bone weekend show. I listen to this show too much or not enough.
Why was it 5 hours?
Hashtag GTH. Something
It just added
wrong.
On like 3 hours of it, ESPN it, radio. Yes, so cause hopefully he didn't stick around for that.
Yeah. The behind the scenes on that is when that plays on the air, it auto records in our system and then posts it to a podcast. Somehow the end function on that did not happen until way later.
I see.
And so it recorded a lot more.
So people just kept listening, hoping that we would chime in and go,
yeah, and it didn't happen. Dutch says, my pants poopers.
Look at my boobies, Jack.
My tool of the week is Jen for always immediately apologizing when she's on the show. Shut up, woman. I'm reading his tweet.
Shut up, woman!
You're great on the show. You're great on the show, Jen. And all the haters can hashtag GTH. And then he also said hashtag happy Hanukkah.
Jenny's great on the show.
Yes. He's saying stop apologizing for your greatness.
Okay.
Don't listen to the haters.
You know what? I agree with that.
Pick a winner. I'll pick a winner if you
go
want.
Ahead.
I'm out of guys. I know I'm out of things.
I'm out of guys.
You know what? Brendan, who talked about his friends Dakota and Justin, who cook their steaks well done, and said they say they can make a juicy steak well done. I don't think you can.
Annie Hockhausen.
You know Annie's likes her steak well done.
I believe you're right.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
Annie Hockhausen gets a $50 gift card to the Walrus. The Walrus, your downtown home for sports with 24 mega TVs.
I got to say, I think that's a first. I got through every one of those tweets. Every single one.
Well, the tweets you did. I mean, we still have tons on the burner phone here.
Give me a burner phone.
I'm just saying people are going to scream at
all right. Well, give me a burner.
And you didn't get through all the tweets because now I have people saying you didn't read my tweet.
I definitely
You must have people blocked. You can't see their stuff.
I'm not blocking. I'm reading what I got. I'm looking at the Man and Bone account.
We're out of time.
You're out of time. You're out of line.
I'm just reading this text that aggravates me. Be less of an Ohio State homer. Makes me turn off the program when it's so bad. First of all, we're the home of the Buckeyes.
That's true.
Second of all, what are you talking about?
We rip this team all the time.
What did we say today?
I don't even know.
Did we even say anything today?
I don't think about Ohio State.
We're ready to fire everyone all the time.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Usually I don't even let these things bother me. That makes no sense to me.
I think you called Michigan cheaters at one point today. So
oh,
that was probably it.
Right.
So if Michigan cheated, which they did do, that makes us Ohio State homers. You know, they did do that, though.
We really should be more of a Michigan-focused sports show.
Well, also, when the NCAA pops you next year and suspends everybody and all that stuff and you get all these penalties,
are
they
going to
be Ohio State homers too? Or is that just going to be them looking at the facts and doing that?
Sorry, you're dumb.
Two things can be true.
Lose the number. Thank you.
Michigan cheated, and we can still say Ohio State sucked, and this was bad, and it's unacceptable to lose three times in a row. Like, you can not be a homer and also say Michigan cheated.
Yeah. Go to hell. Fall down. Back page.
Fall down.
Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's a disabled vehicle on the right side of southbound 71 north side before Spring Street, slowing some things down, and some slow moving traffic on southbound 71, also north side, between Broadway and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Tipico Sportsbook. Kick off football season with Tipico Sportsbook. Download and enter promo code Ohio150 to claim your exclusive welcome offer. $150 in bet credits and a $30 football bonus. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
My Mr. Belding lovers, happy Sweatpants Friday. Happy sweater weather Friday, Bone.
Yeah, it is. I'm wearing my cruise sweater in honor of it being not Cruisemas. Cruisemas is the first crew game, home game every year. That's called Cruisemas.
All right, well, what is this?
This is.
Well, this is the holiday season, one. Two, it's like Christmas for me because tomorrow is a gift just to have your team in MLS Cup. I'm very excited about that possibility. So I felt festive today. So I'm wearing this.
What's your favorite Christmas song, Timmy?
This Christmas.
I hate it.
Gave you my heart.
Hate it. Last, no, that's not.
The
sucks.
Song is called Last Christmas because
sucks.
The first line is Last
this,
Christmas.
Okay, wait. It's not really a Christmas song per se, but it also is, and I love it. Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
This is not a Christmas song? What are you talking about?
Well, let's let it snow. Huh? Some people would claim that
that's
just about
a Christmas
winter song.
Yeah.
I say it's a Christmas song.
You hear a lot of people singing that in February, you idiot. It's a Christmas song.
Oh, the weather outside. Super Bowl time.
I'm just saying,
sleigh ride's not really a Christmas song. You can take a sleigh all year round.
Look, I'm with you. I'm just saying I've been in crowds before.
Who's going to argue?
There's a guy I know that will tell me that, and it pisses me off.
You know what? That guy should fall down.
Yes.
Fall down, guy.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what. Those Jingle Bells, they rock in July, too, man. I tell you, that's a song for all year round. Jingle Bell Rock. Yeah. No, it's not.
Jingle Bell Batman Smell.
Yeah, that's right. No, these are all Christmas songs.
I wouldn't want to talk about, Timmy. It's something to talk about.
Yeah, I was telling this to Bone earlier today. I was a bad guy today. I offended one of the employees. Actually, I don't know if he's a Sam's Club employee. You know, whenever you go into the club or a Costco, depending on the day, they might be filled up with the guys, like with the marketers that just have a table. It could be a cell phone company, product, whatever, a little kiosk.
Yeah.
And so there's always an AT&T guy there. And normally the trick that I have for getting around there is I'll do kind of a fist pump with the person because they'll kind of point and I'll say, oh, you know what? I'm an AT&T customer. And they'll say, yeah, all right, right on. And I'll just scoot right on past. But after a while, you know, we all kind of just take that inside lane if we don't want to have that conversation, if we're busy, if we got to get to our shopping and get out of there. And so this was the way it went. I'm alone. It's kind of light in the store now. So the guy is going to see me and I move up the middle and I make the mistake of locking eyes with him and he gets that big marketing guy smile on his face. He's ready to go in there. And I politely kind of raised my hand and said, hey, I'm sorry, man. I got to get going. Like I just don't have time right now. I said that. And he immediately said, oh, you know, I was just saying, hey, that's it.
Oh,
and I said, oh,
man.
And I said, oh, I'm sorry, man. How you doing? Have a good one.
Oh, no, 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 no,
Tim,
Tim.
And I kept on going.
Timmy, listen. I got to rip my skin off now.
No, you don't. No, no, no. I want to be clear. You're not wrong.
No, I know he's not wrong.
Everyone knows what that is.
I know.
I felt horrible.
I know, but that's why you treat them like human beings and don't even look them in the eye and pretend like they don't exist.
No, no, no.
That's what you do.
That's what I normally do.
Right.
That's what I normally do.
But I'm saying if you have a whole day of that, if you have a whole day of people not looking at you,
I forgot to tell you about
and
this.
And one guy looks at you and is like, hey, man, not today. I'd be like, oh, you know what? Thanks. I appreciate you at least acknowledging me.
I tried to be nice.
That was nice of you.
Saturday, we're at Polaris. Okay?
Oh, boy.
And they've got the people, you know, in the kiosks there in the middle of the walkway. And the guy in front of me gets up to the gutter guy. Right?
Sure.
He comes up. Hey, time to get up. Time to get up on those gutters.
Clean out those gutters.
And this guy in front of me said exactly what everybody wanted to say, but you don't say. He just looked right at him and said, shut up. And just kept walking. And then the other guy didn't miss a beat and looked at me and said, hey, man, time to get on those gutters.
No,
he didn't.
Yes, he did.
This was just mass people, one after another
another.
He just gives you a shut up right to his face.
Listen. I am not saying those people don't have a difficult job. It is a tough job.
Shut up.
I do not think it is appropriate to just look at someone and say, hey, shut up to that person. But
no,
also,
there was no hey, shut up. There was no stopping either. There was just drive-by shut up.
Here was the worst part of this, too. Because, again, the store was... That's why I go when I go. Because the crowds are down in the AM. I check out, and the AT&T booth is kind of positioned... Look, it's a... It's a well-thought-out position. It's right by the jewelry case. Almost everyone's got to go by there at some point. That's why they put them there. But when I leave and I'm going out towards where they're going to scan your cart to get out of there, I look back over And there's such an empty space
there
after the registers. He's standing right there and locks eyes with me again.
Why are you looking? It's on you.
Yeah, now it's
on
you.
Don't look at him.
Don't look at him. My head just turned over there.
Next time you walk past him and you just say, shut up.
No, you just
shut up.
Get out.
I don't think it's wrong, but you should just stick with the AT&T. I'm a loyal customer,
man.
And that's that.
So
that's all you got to do.
Mikey, Billy, Jimmy, Jamie, Lucas, I'm sorry. All right,
Is that all their names?
He doesn't remember the names.
He's just naming people.
He's one of those guys.
That's good. Okay.
All right, what's coming up on your stupid show?
Oh, coming up tonight on the wildly fun Buckeye show, we will hear from Chris Holtmann getting ready for a game against Penn State tomorrow. We'll hear from Marvin Harrison Jr., who's getting ready for the Heisman ceremony tomorrow. And driving around today, I was talking about golf this morning. I want to make a correlation between what's going on with college football and all the changes and what we just heard about with Live Golf and all that noise today.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Well, Mike, we've got recalls all the time. Here's one. If you live in the state of Michigan, you need to be aware. Skunks purchased in Michigan could have rabies.
Who's purchasing skunks?
This is from woodtv.com. That would be WOOD TV in Grand Rapids. They say skunks purchased from Michigan sellers.
I got wood.
Countryside Feather Farm and Rose's Skunks in Attica.
Thanks, Jay.
Have been linked to rabies.
I'm not signing that Tegna deal.
A skunk tested positive for rabies November 29th.
Same one.
Officials say they don't know exactly how or when it was infected, but the investigation indicates rehabilitated wild skunks could have commingled with bred and captive skunks, and that could have caused the rabies or spread the rabies. Anyway, if you buy skunks, you deserve to have rabies. What's wrong with you?
It's a good deal, Jay.
How you doing there?
It's good.
All right, Buckeye Show's next. Jackets time at 6:30. We'll see you next week. Have a great weekend, kids. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
There's an accident on southbound Columbus Pike at 42 and some slow traffic causing about a 10-minute delay on westbound 270 North Outer Belt between 23 North and Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings. From 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, Buffalo Wild Wings Happy Hour has beer, cocktails, and bar food for only $3 to $6. It's the perfect way to offset a long day. So head to Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour today. Valid at participating locations while supplies last. Dine in only. Drink responsibly. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Maryhaven, Maryhaven Gambling Intervention Program, where free help is available to gamblers and their loved ones. Just one college football regular season game left tomorrow. It's Army-Navy, of course. Army is a 3-point favorite. The total for the game, 27.5. Heisman Trophy given out tomorrow night. Jaden Daniels from LSU, the big favorite to win it. For your Maryhaven Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Caleb Blake. Almost ready for Blue Jackets hockey. The CBJ taking on the St. Louis Blues at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have coverage right here on The Fan beginning at 6:30 p.m. after the Buckeye Show. Ohio State hockey also in action tonight at 6:30. Neil Sika will kick things off in a little bit at 6:21 over on 1460 ESPN. Buckeyes playing Minnesota in a back-to-back series this weekend. Something to keep your eye on tomorrow. The Columbus Crew are hosting the MLS Cup for the first time at Lower.com Field. After defeating Cincinnati in Hell is Real Part 3 last week, the Black and Gold will now take on LAFC tomorrow night, or tomorrow during the day. We'll have coverage all over the fan tomorrow, with the broadcast beginning at 3 o'clock on 1460 ESPN, kickoff at 4 p.m., and we'll also have it available on the Fans HD2 station. Buckeye basketball also in action tomorrow, taking on Penn State on the road. We'll have coverage of that one back here on 97.1 The Fan, beginning at 5:15. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Yesterday, if you missed the program, the podcast is there for you, brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. How about that, Teddy?
Look at that.
30 seconds in,
great.
One sponsor down.
One done.
I am a pro. Yesterday, I asked large men to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not fat men. I am one. Large,
tall
men.
Humans, yes.
Because you were talking about, what's his name, Wembanyama?
Victor Wembanyama. You just call him Wemby. A lot of people are just calling him Wemby.
He's 7'5". And I said, what must his pee-pee look like?
Because this is where your brain goes immediately when anybody mentions
look,
height.
Man, some people may pretend not to care. I'm very curious about such things. And so I wonder, is it proportionate to his body? Is it small if you look at him? Is it hanging to his kneecap? I don't know.
Well, that would be, I mean, I don't even want to think about how long that would be, but whatever.
But I had several people get in touch with me, and the answers sort of ranged. I mean, I appreciate the honesty from these people. I had some people over 7 feet tall saying it is what it's supposed to be.
What is that?
Very proportionate.
Oh, okay, okay, sure.
I didn't see photos, but
well, we take people at their word on this type of thing. I don't need you to necessarily photo verify it.
But then again, I had a couple people. I had one guy who said I wear a size 16 shoe.
Okay.
And I'm built like a field mouse.
Okay.
So there's that.
Very interesting. Now, I wonder, though, is he like 5'8 and has a size 16 and the feet are just disproportionate to the rest of his body?
No, I think he said he was like 6'8".
Oh, so he's a tall guy.
Yeah, tall guy.
Okay.
Small pee-pee.
All right. Well, see, this is interesting. I mean, maybe to some people. It's interesting to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this. Mm-hmm. Science does so many studies. I'm sure they've done studies on it. Where would one go to find those studies if one wanted to?
I believe we discussed it before. We had a whole segment devoted to the largest mang.
We did?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No. I blocked that out.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And I forget what the exact measurements are, but
large.
Large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.